This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
And this is going to be a shoot-the-wad, cavalcade, smorgasbord.
Halloween.
Just want to say it's the Don and Mike Show. Joe, come on in here.
Yeah, it's our Halloween 3D spectacular. The best makeup you're about to see ever on radio. Don and I are going to be changing into different costumes every break.
Right now we're dressed, of course, in High School Musical.
Yes.
Meow! Hi, Joe. All right, there's Joe, who's dressed as the lovable tiger.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be out doing his trick or beer. And we're going to play some tapes, and then we'll come to you right as soon as we get done with our fun stuff here. So you go to a neighborhood.
It's a very innocent costume he's got.
And be safe, Joseph.
I will.
Don't let anybody shoot you.
And because of this wacky time change, we get an hour of extra Joe daylight this year.
Very exciting.
For trick or beer.
That's true. All right.
Okay, we'll get out of here.
Okay.
How would you describe that outfit, Mike? That's a life-size.
He's wearing what would appear to be your standard mascot for a tiger team. And of course, he is not wearing the mascot head. He has face-painted himself and spray-painted his hair black so that he has the whiskers like a small child would get at a carnival. That's what he's wearing, and he's looking very, very festive.
He's looking
very innocent this year.
He looks like a child who's been face-painted.
He looks like a face-painted child. I think, all right, would you like a prediction?
Yes.
I believe he will have his most successful, and I'm not going to say houses occupied, because, you know, that plays into it.
Yeah.
But as far as when someone's at the door, he will have his most successful Halloween ever, because he looks like somebody you'd want to give a beer to.
Not only that, he's enthusiastic
because
he's excited.
Mm-hmm. He's excited now because he likes to dress up.
He likes makeup.
That was him being excited.
Mm-hmm.
That's
as excited as he gets.
That's true.
I got you. All right, well, let's start the show. So Joe is going to be out doing trick or beer, and now a little tribute to Halloween.
Bye-bye, guys.
But our microphones will still be open. Just going to kind of shoot the wire.
I am William Castles, the director of the motion picture you're about to see.
Say there.
I feel obligated to warn you that some of the sensations, some of the physical reactions which the actors on the screen will feel, will also be experienced for the first time in motion picture history.
Picture.
By certain members of this audience.
In the theater.
Halloween kids.
I say certain members because some people are more sensitive to these mysterious electronic impulses than others.
I love this guy.
These unfortunate, sensitive people will at times feel a strange, tingling sensation. Others will feel it less strongly.
Sensations.
Don't be alarmed. You can protect yourself.
Don't be alarmed, Don.
At any time you are conscious of a tingling sensation, you may obtain immediate relief by screaming.
Ooh.
Oh, jock itch.
Don't be embarrassed about opening your mouth and letting rip with all you've got.
Ah.
Because the person in the seat right next to you will probably be screaming,
close
too.
Shaver.
Remember this.
Yes?
A scream at the right time.
Scream.
May save your life.
Save your life.
Academy Award winner Cloris Leachman never smoked a cigar or wore a wart before she made Young Frankenstein, and now you can't keep her away from them. Madeline Kahn was forced to do things in Young Frankenstein that she would never do in her own apartment.
What?
Young Frankenstein is considered by some to be the best motion picture ever made, and this is some signing off.
Rated PG.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Thanks, Fabio.
Paul, do you know about the early days at the Kimberly Diamond Mines?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Annie, oh, whatever dear. You think I'm about doing, oh, please don't do it. Annie, for God's
sake. Do it, Annie.
Oh, come on now. Don't you want Jimmy Gunn to be able to walk?
It's for the best.
I think it's still right.
Almost done. Just one more.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night. I hope you will bring me lots of presents.
Who are you writing to, Linus?
This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes ho, ho, ho.
We are obviously separated by denominational differences.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic.
Please.
Scream for your lives. The tingler is losing.
Please.
Scream.
Please.
I like it too, Rob.
It's over here! Help! 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 They got us into the sea! They got us into the sea! The Tinger has been paralyzed by
beam.
The screaming.
Oh, good.
There is no more danger.
Please!
We will now resume the showing of the movie.
Psycho. Syrup down the drain.
Please.
This is the fright break.
Ah.
You hear that sound?
Yes, Castle.
The sound of a heartbeat.
Mother! Frightened. Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood!
It's beating faster than your heart or slower? This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds.
Seconds.
To allow anyone to leave this theater
Fedda.
Who is too frightened to see the end of the picture.
I am.
I'm out.
10 seconds more and we go into the house.
I just leave. I just
now
wet my pants.
Or never. Five.
I want to leave
because
it sucks.
You're a brave audience.
This
two,
movie sucks.
One.
It just got a lot better.
Super Shamrock or Silver Shamrock?
Super Shamrock, silly.
Are you sure?
Hurry up, kids.
Are you sure?
It's almost time.
Super,
they just
yeah.
sang
yeah.
it.
It's almost time, kids.
You ever see me do the, be in front of your the monkey toy when he plays this?
Watch this? And remember the big giveaway.
Shh.
Don't
watch.
Miss.
Don't
forget to wear your
mask. Shh, yourself.
The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
What?
Nothing.
Monkey.
We hardly ever get to hear what he says, though.
It's almost time, kids.
Scream!
Carol Ann, you answer your parents or you're going to get a real spanking from the both of us.
She's away from him.
Away from home? Is she all right?
Diane, ask about the light.
Carol Ann? Honey, do you see a light?
Shh. Tell her to go to the light.
No!
They'll follow her. They've been following her for weeks. Now tell her.
It's all right. It's all right. Tell her, Carol Ann. Run to the light, Carol Ann. Run as fast as you can.
Tell her the light.
No, honey,
tell
no.
Her between life and death when we're dealing with what is in between. Now tell her before it's too late.
Run to the light, baby! Mommy is in the light.
Tell her you're waiting for her.
Mommy is waiting for you in the light. I hate you for that.
Now clear your mind. It knows what scares you. It has from the very beginning. Don't give it any help. It knows too much already.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town. Hit it!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellers in their midst.
I am Dracula. Oh, it's really good to see you. I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Odd as it may seem, Max, you and I have something in common. We're both perceived as monsters. But somehow, you're a well-respected monster. And I am, to date, not.
Frankly, I feel that's a bum rap. I'm a businessman. Tough, yes. Shrewd, okay. But that does not make me a monster.
Remember those last few Halloweens getting a little too old for it? Just kind of going through the motions.
Who are these people?
Bing bong, come on, lady, let's
B-movie.
Go.
B-movie.
Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace in there. Come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers?
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
Ah! Quiet, you fool! Get away with that torch.
Stomp, stomp.
Get him to the cellar.
Shoot it! It's a monster!
What's this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
Listen. This is an emergency. And it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
Gallons of hissing, spitting human fat melting away to a horrendous, sticky, sickening liquid pouring, boiling down the gutters as they broiled alive.
Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear.
Better get your costume. We gotta get going.
You have to dress up on Halloween so you can get candy.
Children of the night.
I'm a princess because princesses get the most candy.
What music they make.
Toilet paper, shaving cream, and eggs.
Oh, I don't want to be a monster. Monsters are mean and as scary like the ones hiding under my bed.
Go to sleep. I tell you, so a ghost. So,
You like candy?
Yeah. I'm out of good and plenty. It says on the box that there's plenty, but it's never enough.
Do you babies want to know the bestest part of dressing up for Halloween?
Ghosts, spooks, skeletons, kid stuff.
Each precious pumpkin a picture of perfection.
There are no such things as ghosts.
For the rest of your life, you're the pumpkin man.
One of those losers who puts no effort into finding a costume. You know, when I was a kid, we called them Halloweenies.
Exactly. You know why? Because he's a monster.
So far, the only monsters I've seen are you two.
Happy Halloween.
Do not touch the glass. Do not approach the glass. You can't see nothing but soft paper. No pencils or pens. No staples or paper clips in his paper. Here's the sliding tooth carrier. No exceptions. If he attempts to pass you anything, do not accept it. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand, sir.
I'm going to show you why we insist on such precautions. On the afternoon of July 8, 1981, he complained of chest pains and was taken to the dispensary. His mouthpiece and restraints were removed for an EKG. When the nurse leaned over him, he did this to her. The doctors managed to reset her jaw, more or less, save one of her eyes. His pulse never got above 85, even when he ate her tongue.
Ryan's taking me to the party? That stupid head of a brother of mine is out in the pumpkin patch making his yearly fool of himself. Hey, have you come to sing pumpkin carols? You kid, you're gonna miss all the fun just like last year. Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that kid, Linus. Has the great pumpkin been by? What kid sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night? I could have had candy, apples, and gum, and cookies, and money, and all sorts of things. But no, I had to listen to you. You kid. What a fool I was.
Sometimes that sharky looks right into you, right into your eyes. You know the thing about a sharky? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eye. When he comes at you, doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red. In spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces.
Academy Award winner Cloris Leachman never smoked a cigar or wore a wart before she made Young Frankenstein, and now you can't keep her away from them. Madeline Kahn was forced to do things in Young Frankenstein that she would never do in her own apartment.
What?
Young Frankenstein is considered by some to be the best motion picture ever made. And this is some signing off.
Rated PG.
Oh!
We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one. One of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
And now we have a pretty one for lonely lovers on a cool, cool night. It's the great Errol Garner classic, Misty.
I will always think of you as play Misty for me.
Right.
Do you get tired of that? I mean, that obviously,
no,
especially
listen, I
DJs.
I love that people remembered it.
You know,
DJs do remember it.
You were so good. You were so realistic as that psycho listener.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and especially this when you came to the restaurant and you ruined this lunch with the station manager.
Right.
Oh, God, have I been there.
You know, if this show goes the way I think it's going to, there's no reason in the world why...
Well, isn't this cozy? So this is your business lunch? How's business?
Friend of yours?
Just another trick, honey.
That's enough.
Is that your idea of a dish? My God, she's a little old for you, isn't she? What is this, Be Kind to Senior Citizens Week?
Get out of here.
Not that I mind you being a bastard, but do you have to be such a tasteless bastard? Stop it, you son of a bitch! She could get laid in a lumber camp! Stop it, you son of a bitch! You're hurting me! Stop it, you dirty bastard! Oh, no! Stop it! Stop it! No, 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 no. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. She's nothing. 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 I love you.
Get her out of here, man.
Please.
Where to?
Go.
I did it because I love you. Don't you understand? I love you.
Where to, mister?
Move. No.
Because I love you. Please.
Go, Floyd here. Reminding you to stay tuned this Saturday night for Monster Chiller Horror Theater. We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one, one of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Slinky, the toy from hell.
Did you see that? That slinky thing? Oh, wasn't that scary? I told you to give you goosebumps with the thing. It's turning right over time after time. Can you believe those things? Eating people up and everything. Be sure to watch this Saturday night. I'm sure you'll have lots of things to scream about. Oh! Saturday night. Monster Chiller Horror Theater. Oh!
Okay. I'm going to start the show now. Here we go.
Delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble. Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show.
And this voice said, Zoom. And then I slammed the refrigerator door and I left. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't been back to my apartment.
Generally, you don't see that kind of behavior in a major appliance.
Trick or treat, man!
Hey, aren't you a little old for this? You're not even wearing costumes.
Hand over the candy, old dude, and we add your house back to the Stone Age.
Hello! Hello!
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
Nothing.
It's time to summon now the evil spirit.
Right.
Don't miss Young Frankenstein, personally directed by Mel Blazing Saddles Brooks, in black and white. No offense.
No offense.
They're here.
Hi, we're here. We're scary, huh?
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
It's scary.
I know it's going to be scary.
Wasn't that scary, huh?
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? Huh?
You know what I love about Halloween? It's the one night of the year chicks use to unleash their inner hobag.
Well, enough of that. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Here we are. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Here it is, our spooktacular.
Very scary.
We do try to have a good Halloween show for you. It's the one time a year we try to have a good show.
Yes, the rest of the time we really don't care.
Today we come to play. We'll have Joe trick-or-treating. It's the return of Victor Anus and Albert Nipple.
All right. Fantastic.
We're going to talk to the Pumpkin Picasso.
Super duper.
Spiewak Industries has got some game called Halloween.
Halloween that involves yelling, I imagine.
Mm, something like that.
Scary yelling? Like screaming?
Yeah. I got a feeling that one may not pan out. We'll give it a try. If not, I always love calling bars in Green Bay.
Ah, yes.
It's the ghost of Lombardi's.
Hello, yes, sir. I'm Vince Lombardi.
Hey, Packer fans. And today, Mike, if we do that, I've got my role. Go ahead. You be Vince.
This is Vince Lombardi. Scared Packer fans?
Hi, Packer fans. It's me, Max McGee. I just fell off my roof.
How are you, Max?
Scared, Vince.
Ooh, it's scary, especially with the Packers winning. Ooh.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Scary.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? All right, so this is it, the Don and Mike Show. Let's see, the phone number 877-365-3636. Right. You heard that. I see that the phones need to be reset, probably because Joe, the phone guy, is out being Joe, the trick or beer guy.
Yeah, but we've got a delightful replacement for him in the back room.
Oh, yeah. Matt, the overbearing Polak, is back.
We have Matt on staff today.
And Matt today is dressed as?
What's your costume?
An ass.
Dressed as an ass.
That's perfect. No, you know, that's the only answer we would have accepted.
Contest winner. Okay, so the phones are being brought up to speed right now. They're logging on the computers. Uh-huh. Let's go to Joe, who is ready for lots of daylight standard fun.
Yeah, we've got daylight this year, which is great.
Uh-huh. Trick or beer. Howdy, Joe.
Hello.
Hello. Joe in his head-to-toe tiger outfit.
Joe did his own face painting. He's to be complimented for that. You did a good job, Joe.
Very nice.
Thanks.
You could be in the cast of Cats.
Yes.
With the job you did today.
Have you ever painted your face before, Joe?
God, probably back in high school for a Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else paint your face?
Shut up, fag.
Robbie.
What did I do?
The tiger has insulted you.
Peter North.
Right. Joe, you're in a neighborhood, a family neighborhood. Is it one with a cul-de-sac?
Yeah. I'm in it looks like a decent neighborhood. It's all BMWs, SUVs, and minivans.
And now, are there any little kiddies out at this early hour? Probably not yet, right, Joe?
No.
And as opposed to previous years, when Joe's been out with his beer cart, a little cooler with wheels, this year he just has a big metal box with a string on it.
And he'll be, he doesn't even have a cooler? I thought he had a cooler, a plastic cooler.
Oh, I saw it, and it looked like something that a homeless person would call, you know, like their home, their living room.
You have room in there for beer, Joe?
Oh, yeah, it's a cooler.
Oh, it's a regular cooler, right?
No wheels, so it drags.
No wheels.
Now, will you be dragging it up to the door or carrying it up to the door?
No, I'm dragging it. I got it on a piece of rope.
Isn't it made of metal, though?
No. It's plastic.
Oh, it's plastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a regular cooler. It's a regular cooler.
I was looking at something else, and my apologies. Well, Joe, pull it. Let's hear what's going on.
You know, it was in the back of Joe's car. It could have been anything, Don, if you saw it there.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
A little, yes.
Well, let's make some Halloween magic happen. We don't want to disappoint people like everyone that turned into any radio or TV morning show today.
Oh.
All right.
Go up to a house, please. Yeah, I will be using the Vincent Price please all day today. I'm suddenly addicted to that.
Here we go.
Oh, you can really hear the doorbell clearly.
Outstanding. And it's trick or beer. During today's show, we're going to see how many beers Joe can get.
Somebody coming?
The dogs are barking, and they got decorations and a pumpkin. Hold on. Let me try the knocker.
Release the hounds.
It's a loud bell. I'm sure if they didn't hear the bell, they didn't hear the knocker. But knockers.
The dogs probably have led them to believe you're there. I say move on, Joe.
Move on.
I just noticed they still got their mail in their box, but there's cars in front of the house next door, and they got decorations, too.
Okay. Go to the next house. Please.
Any checks in that mail?
I don't. Not for Buzz. Oh, and this one has a carved pumpkin and everything.
Oh, good.
I hope that last home was covered by one of those fake security things from TV where they give you the coverage that you never really get.
Right.
You know, rather than, oh, my God, has there been a break-in? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, hi, it's the alarm company. Listen, it's windy outside. If this happens again, you're going to have to pay a fine.
Hi, I'm Joe Arvinger from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer.
Not ready yet.
Do you have any beer?
No.
See, I come early and I trick or treat for beer.
Okay, let me.
I'm like that. Oh, you might.
Hey, I knew it. I knew it. It's the outfit this year
and the charm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, and of course, once again, the great blow by blow description of what's going on. You know. Hey, did you get one?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I knew it, Joe. I knew you'd do well with that costume this year.
Very good.
That is a tremendous omen for the rest of the afternoon.
Great start.
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't even hear the transaction.
Well, there wasn't exactly a lead up to it. You know, normally it's I'm walking up the stairs, I'm getting to the
I heard him say, I'm Don and Mike. Jimmy.
He actually said, what he said was that he was going, I heard the guy come to the door.
From the Don and Mike Show, I'm looking, I want beer.
He said something like, did he say they didn't have any candy and you said you just wanted beer, right?
He said, no, too early, not yet.
Not ready.
Not too early for the candy and the trick-or-treaters, but you got a beer out of the deal?
Yeah, Bud Light.
A Bud Light.
Bud Light, America's number one beer.
Joe, make sure when you're going up there, tell us what you're doing, because that kind of, we got surprised by that when you came right up to the door and you were successful.
You know what happened is these paws I'm wearing are very slippery, so when you put the cold beer in my hand, it slipped right out.
Did it break the beer? Was it a bottle?
Bottle or can, Joe?
No, it was a can. First time at the Opera Boys.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Joe, you're batting 500 today, although you know what?
Yeah, he's batting 1,000.
Yeah, yes.
As long as there are people at home.
Right.
Now, when he gets rejected, that's when it's one in the L column.
All right, so you're dragging your big cooler. You're dressed as a human tiger with a face cut out.
Yeah, but you know what? I picked a bad door. There's nobody home here.
How does the rest of the neighborhood look like? Any signs of life, Joe?
Oh, yeah. People are pulling. I mean, everybody's getting home from work. And,
right.
But here's a place that's made up. That's got a couple of cars in front of it. Let's see what happens.
Just remember, please do not panic.
How about some play-by-play, Joseph?
Scream for your lives.
Walking up the stairs.
Let's hear the cooler.
It's right here.
Boy, I feel like I'm listening to Vin Scully call a Dodgers game.
Swear to God, if you don't ask, you're not going to find out what he's doing.
All right, I rang the doorbell.
There we go.
Okay, so he's at the doorstep.
The stoop.
Yeah. Stump.
And the doorstep. Anyone inside?
Oh, hi, Joe Oringer from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer. Please? Do you have any wine? No beer?
That's it. Wine coolers.
How about some peas?
There you go. Anything you can.
Anything they could spare.
Mustard.
Stick of butter.
Oh, door in the face.
Oh, I'm so surprised. I really thought Pixie. I thought he'd do so much better.
One and one.
Ouch. I blame that on your lack of personality, Mr. Tiger.
Did you remember to start that exchange with Happy Halloween?
I don't know.
I think that's going to...
Joe, okay, Joe.
I wish you a happy Halloween.
Time to concentrate, Joe. Now tell us what happened.
What happened was she said no, she didn't have any, and she bid me adieu.
Now, can you perhaps describe the woman? What type of lady? You know, that type of thing.
Soccer mom.
Soccer mom.
Would you do her?
Well, Joe, I...
No, not at all.
Okay.
Really?
Gnarly.
Take this failure out of it.
Gnarly.
I don't think we want to go down that road, boys. The authorities might get involved.
How many beers, Joe, for that mom?
10.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, say enough. I know his scale, so that tells me what she looked like.
Was she cursed by weight?
No, she was beat with the ugly stick.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Any other signs of life in the neighborhood, Joe?
Where are you at now?
I'm at another door with some cars in front of it.
Very good.
Some decorations. I rang the doorbell and knocked on it. I'm waiting. This suit is hot.
You telling me.
Good.
There and you go again.
Especially when you're walking away there, Joe.
And you got nothing, huh?
Shake that tail.
Is it
hard to knock with tiger gloves on?
Not when you use the door knocker, ding dong.
Are you able to grab a smoke in your tiger suit?
Such animosity.
Yeah.
I know, he's a TWA. He's a tiger with attitude.
Yeah, I like it, though. He hands it right back.
I say move to the next house.
I'm moving.
Joe, is the act of actually...
Hi. Oh. I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show.
Where, how, what, when?
Trick or treat for beer. You don't have any beer? How about some wine? Oh, okay.
Soft drink?
Condiment?
Mustard? Cheese?
Perhaps
dried pasta,
a personal product,
some pasta,
toothpaste, deodorant.
She's not happy.
Winner over, Joe. This is where you got to be the winning
Joe,
tiger.
Come on, you know you got to go for it.
Joe, come on, turn her on. Do a little show. Do a little tiger show for her.
She was being a bitch.
Was she really mad at you?
Yeah, she was taking pictures of her kids.
Oh, interrupting. Can't really blame her for that, can you?
And you know, Joe, remember, You're not greeting them with, I wish you a happy Halloween.
Be warm and charming.
Okay, I forgot my script.
Once again, we were caught off guard. We're here chatting and all, and we just
He said he was going to the next house, and then he was there.
Where are you at right now, Joe?
I'm going looking for a house with decorations and cars.
How's that looking right now? Have you exhausted this neighborhood yet?
Yeah, I think so. Hi, how you doing? Somebody walking down the street.
Are you going to try any other houses at all?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of houses.
Well, try some houses then where it looks like people might be inside. They don't have to have decorations up.
It's true.
You know, they could be barren.
And, you know, Joe, here's what I would try.
To play along.
Dom was talking about
the... You don't have to have kids to participate in Halloween.
That's Dom was talking about the greeting. I would greet either man or woman with, Happy Halloween, m'lady, or Happy Halloween, m'lord.
I like that.
I think that really might get you off to a good start.
And I think you should break out the British accent.
Absolutely. I think that'll help.
And then a small roar.
Well, I don't think that'll help, though.
Couldn't hurt.
I don't think it'll... Yes, it could.
I'm at a door, and I'm ringing the bell.
We don't want to frighten people.
Thank you for telling us that, Joe.
Any more than they already are.
There's some police action out on Montrose Road.
Probably coming to get you.
No, they're out there. I think it was an accident.
I saw a tiger. Arrest him.
Really, you're on Montrose Road. You're within 6 blocks of where we are?
10.
10 blocks. Ooh.
We gave him a half hour.
What was that? I heard the siren.
Yeah. I told you.
Gave him a half hour to go by the suburbs or something where there's nothing but houses everywhere.
Oh, incidentally, it's Halloween, and may I be the first one to say to the people of Washington, D.C., happy rush hour. It's already begun. I don't even have to hear a traffic report to just say happy rush hour.
Joe, what's happening, Joe? Come on.
I'm moving on to another house.
Then you're forcing my hand as we pay tribute to a friend.
A good friend of the show.
Of the show. Safe home. Will today be Joe's impossible dream?
To dream the impossible dream.
You idiot phone screener, can you do it?
To fight the unbeatable foe.
Can you simply go to someone's house and ask for a beer?
To bear with unbearable sorrow.
Can you tell us when you're at the goddamn door?
Where the brave dare not go.
Put the effort into it. You put it into your chicken sandwich every day.
The unrightable wrong.
Imagine you're doing something right now for Chasey, baby.
Love, you are enchased from afar.
Joe, don't forget, you are like a lost animal yourself.
When your arms are too weary.
The junkies threw you to the curb, Joe. We brought
the
you in.
Unreachable star.
We brought in the retarded dog.
Quest.
It's our quest, Joe.
Oh, that star.
That you do one bit a year.
How hopeless.
And you are hopeless.
No matter how far.
Less than 10 blocks away.
For the right.
Joe, do this bit right. Or I'll break off your arm.
Are you going to give him a second chance?
Of course. We got a four-hour show. It's just with everything that the late Robert Goulet stood for.
That's right. Yes, yes. Showmanship. Preparation. Dedication to his craft.
Joe, make it happen. It's your time to shine. It's your impossible dream, Joe. Joe?
Yes.
Ah, it's a dream.
It is a dream.
The world.
Be better for this.
Be better for Artinger.
That when one Joe.
Then covered with scars.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Still strove.
In his tiger suit.
Last ounce of courage.
That's true. That's you, Joe.
Not courage.
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer.
No need to say my lord.
You have a beer?
He's at someone's house.
Happy Halloween, my lady.
He's in the moment.
I'm trick or treating for beer today.
Oh,
how about some wine? Some cheese?
I'll take anything you have, ma'am.
Cheese? Cereal.
Cereal.
Hi, dog.
Ask
they have a beautiful dog.
There you go. Look, he's starting to charm.
Like bunnies.
Hi.
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
No, thank you. Have a good night, Mike. Show.
What happened?
Joe, what happened there?
I lost my right hand.
Oh, come on. Is there any...
What are those big black dogs? Rottweilers?
Yes, yes, they are. Is there any way you can let us know...
That was the sound of a Rottweiler almost eating my cell phone.
Is there a chance you let us know just when you're coming up to the door so we won't be surprised again? Hello?
Right, I'm coming up to a door.
Coming up okay. to a door.
Okay. The impossible dream.
Robert Goulet. Safe home.
Joe.
Almost there? Yeah, hey, ghoul.
Joey.
Yes.
Where are you at, my friend?
I'm at a door. I'm. Oh, hi, Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show. Happy Halloween. Trick or Treat for beer. Do you have any beer? Hold on. They closed the door, my friend. Hi, Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show for beer. Have you any beer?
No beer. Candy, sorry.
How about some wine? A slice of cheese? Aspirin? Okay.
Sorry. Too many dogs.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, actually, hold on. We have one.
Oh, yay.
Isn't it nice that the lady has energy?
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
Good ideas. What'd you get?
Another Bud Light.
Hey, very good success. A third of a
I know it's going to be scary.
Miracle.
So you got two cans now.
Yes, I have two cans of Bud Light.
And did he get any other stuff?
No other stuff.
Okay.
Joe, I would advise you to turn on the charm a little bit when you get up to that front door.
Make friends.
You know, say, hey, I'm Joe the Friendly Tiger. And when they rebuff you on beer, go to wine. And then immediately, you know, aspirin, X-Lax.
And throw in the Lord or Milady there. Really, that'll add a nice little touch to it. Charming.
Okay.
And maybe mention you're homeless.
That'll make people shut the door.
Scare them more than they already
We
are.
Don't want to frighten them.
I'm recently homeless.
We just want to make some memories.
That's right.
How about this?
You don't want to make fun, you only make some memories.
I'm a recent parolee.
I'm an RSO. I'm a registered sex offender. No, we've tried that before.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work well. Weren't we told to stop that?
Well, Joe, our Halloween bag is full of little bars of disappointment, so thank you.
Hold on, I'm at another door.
You are? Thank you for telling us.
I'm ringing the bell.
I thought you were leaving the neighborhood.
Good.
No, I got one. There's one more house with pumpkin on the...
Remember, my lord, my lady.
Hello, my lady. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer. Do you have any beer?
Turn on the charm, Joe.
It's a lovely day today.
How do you like my tiger suit?
There you go.
How do you like my tiger suit?
Tell her she's pretty.
Rob, that's going to scare them away. That will scare them away if you say they're pretty.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Rob's trying to sabotage Joe.
Not really.
Hold on. Something's coming.
Joe, what are you doing?
I'm waiting kindly at the door
for
a beautiful day.
What would be happening right now?
What are you waiting for?
They're getting me something. Maybe a loaded shotgun. Something. I don't know.
We don't know yet.
Again, the impossible dream.
Be a surprise.
I don't know.
A Halloween surprise.
I don't know if they're getting me anything or not.
You know, Joe, I want to light a fire under you. I want you to realize that Matt the Pollock is here today. Oh, hold on.
Oh, dear. There's somebody warming up in the bullpen. Don is just, the manager, ladies and gentlemen, has just called out to the bullpen. Right now is stretching his arm out.
Get me the pushy Jew. Someone warm up the pushy Jew.
Oh, let me see him. Stand up so I can see your face, boy. There's the grin. There's the grin ear to ear. He couldn't stay away.
Joe?
Yes.
What's happening? We're still waiting?
Yeah.
Door's still open.
Yes. And there's a ballerina and a Harry Potter running around.
Oh, so they got some kids getting ready to trick-or-treat.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
What do you get?
Oh, thank you so much, and happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Have a great Halloween, guys.
You idiot.
Let's just wait.
I got
I got two beers there, you.
Wow. What kind of beers, Joe?
I got two bottles of Sam Adams.
I think
don't break them.
The only thing that should satisfy you is a case. You should get a case of beer today.
All right, someone call the bullpen and tell the pushy Jew to have a seat. But for now, we're going to stick with the retarded left-hander.
No activity out in the Don and Mike bullpen right now.
Not yet. They're staying with Scatterball Artinger.
Just a couple of beers short of a six-pack.
All right,
so that was a big win, and I think it worked because he said m'lady.
The total number of beers thus far is four, correct?
Yes, right. Four beers. Got two at one house. That's, you know, who knows? Maybe he might get even lucky at some house and get a six-pack.
Wow. Last year, he was a total disappointment. Didn't he only get, like, maybe one beer?
Yeah, so. Last year, he terrorized the neighborhood. It was not good.
Last year, we did it on October 32nd.
Oh, that's right.
And also last year, if we all remember, I was crashing towards my nervous breakdown. Coming up on the anniversary of that.
Yeah, I don't like to talk
scared
about it.
Scared kids.
Yeah, that's right. At any moment,
scary.
Scared.
Now, you know what we planned, right?
Joe,
this
fine.
Year?
Why, Mike?
This is the year I get to have mine.
Joe, go find yourself a neighborhood, my friend.
Yeah, I've exhausted this one. I'm going to go to single family homes that are probably about a mile or so away.
Very good, Joe.
All right, we'll chat with you later.
Excellent.
Joe.
Wonderful.
Right, bye-bye.
Good start.
Excellent job.
Great start.
Mediocre job. Thank you.
Sure.
There he goes.
Please do not panic, Joe. That's one thing he will never do is panic. I don't see panic in that boy.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Huh? Please.
Huh?
Go to the house a mile away.
All right, well, when we come back.
Someplace you've never been.
I think we should discuss Halloween issues.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, I do consider myself to be somewhat of a candy snob.
You are.
When it comes to Halloween.
That's right.
And I hope you all live up to those standards. And remember, I'll just tell you this. Mm-hmm. You can't spell funeral without fun. Leave that to you on a Halloween.
Makes me think of fun size.
Something happened today. We'll be right back. I mean, nothing. Well, obviously something happened to somebody because it involved a funeral.
Yes.
But I found it odd.
Okay. Ooh, you know what I call that?
What?
A good tease.
Scared?
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Please tease me.
They're here.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Okay, really, gracias.
Gracias.
Mommy.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So then his wife comes through the door.
So?
Did I mention she was dead?
No.
Well, she was. And she hit him in the head with a golf club.
And?
Don't you remember? He went golfing all the time and it really bugged her.
You said he went bowling.
No! I've coughed up scarier stuff than that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Sure there, kids. Scared?
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Woo!
Please! Anywho.
There it is.
So here it is, All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Either the computer is totally screwed up, or we're back to nobody at all listening.
Why is that? What's happening?
Well, do you see anybody calling at all?
Yeah, well, that happens occasionally when they're riveted.
That's true.
That's true.
I got news for you. Commercials ain't riveting.
I'd like to ask our listeners right now, who's your favorite driver?
I'd like to.
All right, hold on.
I'd like to rephrase that, Mike. And remember, we're working with a delay.
So yeah, I know.
We're
I know.
Minute 45.
Yes.
I think commercials are riveting.
Mm-hmm. I listened to all of them.
I misspoke.
I watched all of them on the recent World Series telecast also. Yes. I loved watching that lady run into the car 7,000 times.
Many times they're funnier than what we offer. Thank you, sponsors, as I say every night when I light my candle.
For entertaining us.
They're so creative. Hey, you know, commercials sometimes give us a sitcom.
I don't know. Robbie's fooling around with the computer thing.
Well, don't panic.
So no need to panic. No need to go all badass. Here's the thing about candy. I am a candy snob.
Yes.
I like when kids come to the house, always have for Halloween, since mine was a little one, and I pride myself on giving out full size. Mm-hmm. No bigger jip than coming home and getting fun size, bite size, what I call them, jip size, because, man, you don't even get a full bite out of those little fun size jobbers now.
They got cheap with bite size. That was too expensive for them. They went to fun size. There is nothing fun about that size.
Ah, and you see, all it took was a stroke of a mouse key.
No, it was actually me saying, who's your driver?
Who's your driver?
There it is.
Well, let's find out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, fellas. Happy Halloween.
Answer, please.
I was a race car driver.
See, that makes it look like we suck.
I don't see how.
What I was saying was they're out there. Uh-huh. They just weren't calling at that particular time.
No, but we always have.
We gave them no real reason to call.
We always have a few lines ringing. Mm-hmm. It's very rare.
That's true.
I don't ever think of a time, except during the news, when no one calls. No, during the news people call.
Yes, they do.
The phone rings.
Well, they're during the news, they're riveted, too.
Absolutely.
Or please, riveting. No more calls.
All right, well, maybe it was my insecurity.
Yeah, I think so. We're fine.
Maybe that was it.
We're fine.
Did they have to be reset?
Yeah, there was a reset right before the show, and they burped up again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Got jammed up.
My lord and my lady.
Yes?
Happy Halloween.
Same to ye.
I am riveted.
Shut up.
Bye! Completely riveted.
They've been out there.
All right, whatever. Maybe they were calling. Maybe the phones had to be reset. I don't know.
I saw the scariest Halloween-style movie last night that I've never heard of before, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it had a Spanish name. It's called Turistas. I don't know if it was even in theaters or not. It's got the guy from Las Vegas, and it was. You ever sit there and you're looking for something, you stumble upon something no expectation of it being great.
The guy from Las Vegas that was in Transformers.
Josh Duhamel, is that the guy's name?
I call him Dreamy.
Yeah, and well, you know what? It was just a sleeper. Scary enough, and then, okay, and then I won't ruin it for you, but if you want some really good, scary fun, I recommend that movie. And I'd never heard of it, and I said, Turistas? What could this possibly be?
Full-size candy.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, give out full-size candy.
I hate the handful. Even if you get the handful of the small stuff, it's not the same.
It's cheap. And please don't be one of the people that takes, like, candy corn and puts it into your own individual wrapper and ties a little bow on it. Because you know what happens? Those things get home, and the parents immediately think that there's got to be cyanide or a razor blade in there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just give us
homemade stuff is hinky, and you think hands and fingerprints all over it.
And candy corn anyway. I mean, candy corn is a suck candy. Maybe it's the worst candy.
I believe I cannot stand. There's nothing good about candy corn.
You're right.
Even
Hold on.
Hold on.
It's always color with you.
In its place, if you need something for your palate, a couple of candy corn. I would say on the candy scale, candy corn is a more edible, more digestible candy than circus peanuts.
No.
What are circus peanuts? Are they the ones
that
are made out of
marshmallow peanuts?
No, they're marshmallows.
Yes.
But they
have banana flavor.
Yeah, but they're not marshmallow. They're not marshmallowy. By the time you get them, they're
chewy.
They're big and
great.
What are the mints that were all like shaped like a thick quarter? But they were
Canada mints by Necco.
Canada mints. That's why my grandfather liked them.
I forgot you like candy more than sex.
He drank beer and ate Canada mints.
I have candy.
What are you giving out this year? What will be what will be on your full size menu?
Full size Reese's, Mike.
Just Reese's.
Hey, listen. When you hit a home run, you hit a home run.
Can't argue with you. I'd be happy about that.
Double, double. And if I get some kids that really knock my D in the dirt, mm-hmm. and I hope that doesn't happen.
No.
Because then that could upset them. I got the big four.
Wow.
Big four thing.
I think I've outdone you this year.
Wow. Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Full-size roaster chickens. Yeah. Very, very excited about it, you know, and you're not, and they're in the plastic, so
right.
it's, you know, they're the
with
kind
the
of,
handle?
Yeah, you get it at the Giant. It's, yeah. It's a great thing.
No, I still love it. I what I look forward to now more than the little kids coming by, mm-hmm. and with the neighborhood changing all the time, the people moving in and out, you get more or less the same amount of little kids every year. What I'm finding I love now are the guys, and it's guys, it's not girls, the guys that will just show up, the teenage, you know, mall rats
right.
that will just show up. You're like, hey, dude, trick or treat. I enjoy saying to them, no.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
No costume, no candy.
And as a matter of fact, there's some kids, they're actually very nice kids. I pray to God they don't egg my house this year. But I think they're in on the joke. Like, they were friends of Bart's in high school.
Uh-huh.
They still live in the area, and they knock on the door
just so
I will say
right.
no and shut the door on their face. And they are tremendously happy with
it. Do you have a lot of older kids in the neighborhood now?
Yeah.
So you can say no.
Zero
Do
effort?
You say no with explanation or simply
well,
no?
Well, to this kid, to Bart's friend Chris, he loves it because I peek outside and I see it's him. Uh-huh. And he says, trick or treat. And I say, no. And I mean, slam the door.
Is that like the little drill that you
yeah.
have?
And then you look outside and you just see them high-fiving each other.
Any costumes on them or zero effort
no.
costumes?
No.
I'd sit there. I'd like
That's
to be
great.
In your house just to see that. I like the no with the slam of the door.
I like that.
Last night I was on my way home and one of the slackers that lives on my street, one of the little punks that, as far as I know, used to be in diapers but now is old enough to drive, was leaving mm-hmm. as I was arriving down my street. He gave me the high beams, and I stopped, and I said, you know, as I do to all youngsters,
yes.
hey, dude,
mm-hmm.
what's happening? And he said, hoping on you giving out those full-size candy bars this year. And I said, you know I always do.
You're giving a four-bagger of a Reese's. That's a home run. That, there are not many houses that are going to compete with that.
Well, I happen to know that there's one or two soccer moms that live on my street who are really, I mean, again, I got to be careful. These are real people in my lives.
Mm-hmm.
This one family has so overdone it. Their house is like an amusement park.
Right.
I mean, I'm all for this.
But what about the goods? What about the actual goods when you go, I don't care how well it's decorated. I don't care if they have the bubbling cauldron in the garage. It doesn't matter. What are they giving away? A four-pack of Reese's. I mean, financially alone, that's a significant commitment.
Here's the thing. I imagine that they probably are. And it's their kids that I always pull out the big candy for because
right.
they have incredible costumes that are not store-bought that I know there's no way these kids made.
Right.
It's the mom. It's the mom.
Mom gets real hyper.
Like the last 5 years with these incredible costumes that, you know, the kids don't even feel comfortable wearing, but it's
right.
like, you know, and she parades them and yeah. takes pictures.
So you go up to her house, you get, what, a 2-pound Whitman sampler? If you, you know.
See, I don't know. I'm not in that game anymore. But last night when I was coming by, Cody, whatever this punk kid is, who I only used to know,
Cody.
He'd be a little punk, uh-huh. gave me the high beams, and he's like, hey, you got the full size going this year. And I said, you can count on it. And he said, I'll be there. And I said, you are too old. And he said, yeah, I've heard that about you. Ha!
Away it goes.
I'm taking off.
I have a question for my Halloween. I'll get there for the tail end of it, of course. How do you say Happy Halloween in Spanish? I'm just curious. I'm just, you know, just based on last year's demographics, I want to make sure that I have you know,
a reasonable question.
Or you know, or Happy Halloween. I just, you know,
Feliz.
Su día
ya viene llegando.
I wonder if that's it. I'll
Su día ya viene llegando.
Just you know, just like to make sure that I'm doing it right. You know,
Buenos días.
In my neighborhood.
El Pumpkino.
Gracias. Grande Candio.
So I happen to think that you got to give out the big candy for kids. It's huge. When you go home and you got that sack, you got that pillowcase, and you lay out your bounty, your booty that first night.
You give it out if you're able to monitor your candy. I mean, if you know, sometimes people make the mistake of not monitoring their candy. And if you, the bowl sits out there, like, you know, you want to go down the street to a neighbor's or you want to, you know, go out to dinner briefly and come back, you know, and
you cannot do that.
No, you're going to get cleaned up.
Now, Halloween.
We got cleaned out when we went to the kitchen for a minute. we got cleaned out last year.
Halloween would be a day that I guess you wouldn't want to have a funeral on, but death, you know, yeah, knows no calendar.
That's right.
So there was some poor bastard having his funeral today, mm-hmm, when I was coming into work. Mike, you mentioned how awful the traffic was, mm-hmm, like it is every day.
But it'll be bad. It'll be worse than ever this year.
And I was on the 8-lane death strip, the Beltway, you know, major highway, 8-lane highway that surrounds D.C. Anyway, I got into the regular bottleneck by the American Legion Bridge, and noticed as I was going at 3 miles an hour, mm-hmm, between 3 and 5 miles an hour, that there was one guy that had his emergency flashers on. And I thought, oh, because I had the time, we weren't moving fast, this is the kind of person that just gives me the red ass. Mm-hmm. When I'm driving, the type of person, if you're in a backup, thinks, oh, I got to put my flashers on,
right,
to let everybody know, right? So I inch my way up towards him, and I shoot him a look like, huh, you dick. And I jump in front of him. And then I'm doing that Frogger thing between lanes.
Right.
Very slow speed, 5 miles an hour.
Right.
And I notice another car that's got the flashers on.
Mm.
And I'm really thinking to myself, what is it with people in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
I know there's a backup. What the frig is going on? And at that point, I see three car lengths ahead, the hearse.
Ah.
Now, they're driving a funeral procession without a cop leading the way.
Right.
In backed up traffic. Uh-huh. And because nobody knows, because it's four lanes going into two.
Yeah.
And nobody knows it's a funeral procession.
Oh, my God. It's got to be totally screwed up.
Here's the order of cars. Hearst, family, because they were in limos.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then regular guy. Uh-huh. Someone with their lights on and their flashers on. Uh-huh. Regular guy. Another guy with the lights on and the flashers on.
Right.
It was,
oh no,
a crazy, surreal scene. I felt bad.
And was that one of the reasons the traffic was screwed up? Because of that?
No. It was the four lanes going into two. The problem, but you know, it gets backed up. It gets backed up for 3 miles before anything, yes, actually even happens.
Right.
Before the four lanes going into two, it's just the people that were in the funeral procession.
Are they the ones that had their flashers on?
Yeah, and they didn't have the little flags on their car.
Right, or the sticker that you can get.
And another thing, there was a taxi cab that was actually in the procession.
Well, they're striking today, so he had all the time in the world. Or maybe he was just looking for something to do since he's not working today.
I know that's one of the times it faked me out. I thought, oh, I'll cut in line in front of this taxi cab. He's another one of these guys telling me that, oh, okay, there's a backup. I got it. You got your flashers on, big man. And then the next thing I see the Deathmobile.
Happy Halloween.
And then Buzz Girdley,
yes,
says to me today about this writer's strike that we've been talking about, which may or may not happen in TV.
Well, I'm more concerned about the cabbie strike in Washington, D.C. than the writer's strike. Well, who cares? Hollywood writers, to hell with them. I hope the cabbies that are striking right now, when they're striking, they use the time to learn the city. That's all I wanted to say. Take the time, really, during your strike when you're not where, because you don't want to charge, you know, like no other city charges, the zone system. You know, decide to go ahead and get yourself a little training on where is where.
I'd say to learn the language first.
Yeah. That too, absolutely. That's true. I love that.
And about this writer's strike.
Yes.
Now, Buzz has had this on his news, and we've poo-pooed this.
We have?
Pretty much every day. He tells me, when is the deadline? Tomorrow?
The strike could begin and may begin tomorrow.
Well, okay, weren't you saying last night that you're all for it, but I mean, there's enough money to go around, right?
However, yeah, here's the thing. And they've got enough shows, a backlog of shows. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that the deadline was as Buzz is saying. Does this mean if there is a writer's strike, that like the Letterman show won't be on the air?
What I hear is Letterman, Leno, Conan, all of those shows go dark. The Daily Show and the Colbert Report will continue in reruns for a little while.
That's
and then
because the hosts are going to honor the writers, right?
They're union writers. The union writers write the monologues.
Right, right. But it's not like Letterman couldn't maybe pull something together.
He could certainly sit
but there. He's honoring the writers.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. I hear those shows, Letterman show, will go dark.
Well, that'll suck.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll suck. And I think that has happened before, one time when they went strike a couple of years ago.
I would like to say this, Don. I have looked into this, and, you know, it's important to show solidarity. And I will be honoring the writers for all of the television shows when the strike begins. I will be honoring the writers.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with my own personal situation here at CBS. I will be honoring the writers'
good
strike.
For you.
All right. I actually will be saving it. I won't be doing it tomorrow. I'll be waiting until it's a more appropriate time.
A better time, really.
Right. Time when I have to honor it. That's what I want to do.
You have a situation with CBS?
No, not at all. Nothing. Everything couldn't be better.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
I wanted to stand up for candy corn. You need to mix candy corn and peanuts together.
Oh,
that's the best
is
thing
good
on the face of the earth.
That is good. You know what? I really, Rob's more passionate than I am about the whole candy corn thing. I think that sounds actually pretty good.
And like I said, in a pinch, excuse me, Buzz, sure. I think in a pinch, a couple of pieces of candy corn give you a nice, sweet pick me up, and then you get it right out of your system.
And look at that. Now, here comes the. You want to talk. This man is opinionated about a lot of things, but this
candy
he is passionate about.
Candy corn is bad. And the thing about candy is
wrong.
You should be able to eat a lot of candy. One or two candy corn is bad, but the more you eat, the worse it is.
You know, you're right.
No, disagree.
If you stuff yourself with it, there's nothing to
it.
You're all high. I keep going back and forth, Rob.
You take two or three, Mike. That's it.
There's only one good thing you can do with candy corn, and that's put them on your teeth so it looks like you have fangs.
All right, listen. Can I tell you seriously about willpower? You have more willpower when it comes to what you eat than I do. That's why you're winning the weight loss battle, and I'm going to lose it, and I already know I'm going to lose it.
Down 10 pounds.
Hey, good for you.
There you
down
go.
10 freaking pounds.
You know what I am? I'm down 4 pounds, not from our bet weight that I wrote down for you. I'm down 4 pounds because I was 4 pounds short of my highest weight ever. And then I lost from that. So I've lost 4 pounds since last week.
But
I had gained that much during that whole period of time.
I could lose 10 pounds if all I had to eat was candy corn.
What the caller said is true. Candy corn and peanuts, you eat them together at the same time, it's like a payday bar. It's
delicious.
I'll tell you,
I do the Weight Watchers thing, right? I have 4 to 5 points in the morning. Now, points is calorie. I can't translate it into calories.
You lost 4 pounds in a week?
About a week. Yeah, about between Monday last and stuff. Because, I mean, I was eating like a wild animal.
How can that be? I mean...
I stopped exercising.
You got to tell me how to do that. I have been.
I do it. I will hit my plateau. I know exactly what the number is going to be when I get that bloated fat weight that I get. I can lose it quickly if I pay attention to it.
And how do you do that? What's the technique?
I stay on my Weight Watchers points.
Okay. All right.
And
stick
the
to
thing
the diet
is, today I came into work. I go to the cemetery giant across the street, which is the perfect giant to go
but
to.
Hold on a second. Here's
I'm
going to
get there. Yes.
Here's what I'm saying. We started this bet on August.
I didn't lose 4 pounds off our bet weight. I'm talking after we started, you went south, I went north. I forgot what I wrote down. I don't know if you kept it. You probably didn't keep it.
No, I did not.
But it was in that that range. I was easily, almost 10 to 11 pounds heavier than that.
You understand what I was saying?
Yeah, but I did lose it, but I mean,
how
really.
How come it's taken me since August to lose 10 pounds, and you're losing 4 pounds in a week?
Right. Less than that.
In less than a week, you lost
4
pounds?
Well, I weigh myself in the morning, and it fluctuates, and that was probably an elevated weight that I had, right? That was probably not a true weight, because what I am now, but I'm going to write down. You cannot say this, but I'll write down to what I was.
Okay.
Where I was, and this was like last week.
Okay.
Sorry, this is how successful I've been. This is how successful I was on the... And then yesterday morning was there, and then this morning was there.
Okay.
That's because with that weight...
Yeah.
You know. But I mean, really, if you get down, you know what it's like. You get plateaus if you get down to crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
I have 31 points a day. That's divided into 3 meals. That's what I'm able to eat, all right? Normally, I have a 5 to 6 point breakfast. I have a 10 to 12 point lunch, and then add whatever the difference is, okay? You know, you usually have 22, 23 points sometimes 18 points, sometimes 15 points for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what I ate for lunch, I will now have 5 points for dinner. That's what I have left. And you know what I did?
What?
I was in the Giant, and they had the new products where are these new 100-calorie packs. They're called Snackers or something like that.
Right,
and they've got the pieces of cereal, the peanut butter cup pieces, and the Reese's pieces.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're good. I had like almost a whole box of them. They're 2 points each, and you're sitting there going, nah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. You know, before you know it, you're all done with that. You got to be very, very careful. It's the ongoing battle. at the Cemetery Giant, the worst giant. You know what that giant across the street is? It is to the McDonald's over in Fairfax.
No.
That is what the giant is.
Wow, that's saying something.
It is horrible.
That was horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Terrible.
I'm sorry the guy's credit card didn't work with his one item that he was buying, but I had three managers come on to check on this.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask Mike about what he was saying earlier about Spanish trick-or-treating.
Yes.
I know where you live. That's not a threat. But
that's
I do
all right.
I know Carla. Anyway, I was going to say, in that city, that is one of the nicest neighborhoods in, like, the whole city.
Yes.
Do you think they transplant over there to come get the nicer candy?
Sure.
Or?
I don't care about that. I'm fine with that. I really have no... And you know what? And people that get uptight about that doesn't bother me.
But I'm just saying.
I do.
You come over there with a big...
I don't want no gypsies coming in my gated neighborhood.
That's right. Hey, you know, technically, and this lady knows, knows where I am. It is kind of a main drag, and so you technically are in the neighborhood for about 50 miles.
By the way, the Spanish word for Halloween is Halloween.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same.
Oh, okay.
Same
good,
old language.
Good.
Difference then.
Bueno Halloween.
Well, then you're covered.
Or happy. I'll be fine with that.
Feliz Halloween.
I remember when I lived
Buenos dias.
With my kids out in a very rural area, mm-hmm. and I was guilty of bussing my kids into
a
neighborhood where we didn't know anybody because I wanted my kids to have a chance to trick or treat.
Go where the food is.
And I got the dirty looks from people, and screw them. I'm sorry. You know,
we
it's,
had to do
it's
it
candy.
Too.
Big deal.
We used to live on a hill. Our house was on a hill, easy for me to say. And Robert would get so tired by the end of the day. I'd seen him go up to a house, knock on the door, say trick or treat, and they'd bring out candy, and he would just say, no, thank you.
When kids get tired.
So we're all level now. It's
you remember that neighborhood I lived in where I caught the lady hiding behind the bushes?
Yeah.
Remember that when I had my kids
in
my neighborhood? And I'm out there, and everybody's on, all this distance in between houses, and the neighbors that are just like, we live out there. You know why we live where we live? Because we don't have anything to do with anybody. We don't want to have anything to do with anybody. And there she was, hiding in the bushes, looking at us as though we were going to come in and burglarize her house.
So I got my big sign up. Children of privilege only.
Right.
Thank you.
Please.
It's a lot of fun. Please.
What is your cover charge this year?
Will you be offering just a small aperitif as well when you hand out the candy, like a small, say, Sambuca?
Well, now there
with a coffee bean?
There are, to be honest, there are a couple of dads who have lived in the neighborhood long enough that they will come by, and yes, it is the stop where I can think of at least one guy, hi, Craig, maybe he's listening, who will come in and say, as he has for the last, let's see, Frida passed away, 5 years in a row now,
mm-hmm.
this guy has shown up with his kids and says, can I go to the bathroom? And say, sure, and he goes to the bar and he pours himself 2 shots of something,
brilliant.
And then he's on his happy way.
And you know he's doing it.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic.
You
got to
support that.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I really do
I
love
look forward
that.
To him coming by tonight.
It's going to be a good night for us. It's going to be kind of warm. It's going to be okay.
Hey there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, I just want you to know there is a list on the internet of the types of people they give out, what type of candy. And guess what the coolest and smartest people give out?
Well, got to be Reese's.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be all the great people that live in gated communities. All the people that want to keep themselves away from everybody else.
I dug that Costco, variety pack that we gave out, that we're giving out this year. Got your Starburst, got your Skittles, got your Reese's, mm-hmm. got a lot of good stuff in there. All fun size. All delightful fun size, yes. We're giving away one Skittle.
I tell you what, I don't live in a gated community. I would go nuts. If I live in a gated community, I had to drop something off the other day.
Or you could live where I live and pray for a gated community.
I had to drop something off to a neighbor who used to live in the neighborhood and moved to a gated community.
Uh-huh.
And goddamn if I'm not sitting there with some Joe Renacop at the little golf booth at his kiosk, with just the weakest wooden arm keeping my car from moving I'm gonna have to call and make sure that it's okay for you to go up there.
He's trained to shoot your tires out though. He will be able to disable your automobile with 2 quick shots of his high-powered weapon.
No way you're
getting I don't live in one, but those who do live in gated communities, if you think you have any type of safety at all because of that, oh please
yeah come on
You might as well just put a sign up that says, "Hey, robbers, come around this way." Just go to the back.
No, I was thinking, you know, where I live, the busy intersection, and where the symphony every night, especially on the weekends, through the wall, you hear the boom, 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 boom. And you'll hear that every time the cars are going by. And I was really thinking about maybe getting a sign put up, you know, put like a no loud car sound area, and then using a paintball gun from my second floor window.
Yeah, that would work.
Wouldn't that be fun?
What could go wrong?
I don't think I'd get caught.
That'll work.
Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, the louder it was, you know, all of a sudden you hear this boom, boom, and you just go poof, poof, like that, and you put it right on the back of the window.
Frozen paintball.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don.
Yeah, what?
Well, I think it's really morally irresponsible that you give out full-size candy with child obesity being what it is.
That's true. He makes a good
How
point.
How dare you, Don?
Would you ever heard? Thanks for the fourth. Thanks for the extra cup.
You're not Don helping. And Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Howdy. What's happening?
Hey, my favorite driver is Helio Castaneda because he does a mean samba.
Hey.
I believe he's referencing the who's your driver question.
Yeah, I know. But was that a real driver?
I think so, yeah. I think Castaneda's a Formula One driver.
He's no Juan Pablo Montoya. That's
hey, we don't have the NASCAR.
That's my driver,
Buzz Girdley.
Let's see,
Buzz, I would lick your taint if you could tell me off the top of your head what number Juan Pablo Montoya is.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm going to say 28, but I'm sure that's just a guess.
No. Oh, and
who's your driver, Don?
You're so close to having my time there. 42 is his number.
Ah.
Mike, I'm Tony. I'm 20. Tony Stewart, 20.
Maybe next time.
Who's your driver?
Denny Hamlin, number 11, the FedEx car.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, but
hi,
how
my
about
favorite
Buzz?
Driver is Mini. And
Mini Driver.
Oh God.
And my favorite thing to do on Halloween is to drive around and listen to Rob's Candy Show on my MP3. It's
my favorite driver is Donald. Oh, he's good. He's on my fantasy team.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Feliz Dia de los Brujas.
And what the hell is that? And what is
Happy
that?
Happy Witches Day. Happy Witches Day.
Witches Day.
Happy Witches Day.
Oh, it's too much. What is it again? It's too much. What is it?
Feliz Dia de las Brujas.
Feliz Dia de las Brujas.
It's the Happy Witches Day. They don't say Happy Halloween.
Feliz Dia de las Brujas.
All right, thank you. Right. Thank you for telling us. Thank you for telling us what they do.
Gracias.
We like watching them.
Them.
Gracias. Buenos dias. Be right back. We'll check back with Joe the Tiger.
Oh, goody.
Round number two of Trick or Beer. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's one more thing. A terrible presence is in there with her. So much rage. So much betrayal. I've never sensed anything like it.
Short lady, so sexy.
I don't know what hovers over this house.
She did our show.
But it was strong enough to punch a hole into this world.
She did all of us.
Take your daughter away from you. It keeps Caroline very close to it. Caroline. And away from the spectral light. It lies to her. It says things only a child can understand. It has been using her to restrain the others. To her, it simply is another child. To us, it is the beast.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ma'am. Oh, yeah. That is a great little role for a little lady.
Hi, I'm Mel Brooks, and I'd like to talk to you about Young Frankenstein, but I don't have the time. Keep in touch. Miss Breakfast, but don't miss Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein. Not for the short.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike Program.
I know it's going to be scary.
Even here. That's really scary.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
All right, let's check back with Joe.
Tiger Joe.
Joe. Man, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
this phone screener thanks to Masters Costumes of Annandale. 703-354-7500. Thank you, Wenda, for supplying Joe's costume today. Hello, Joden.
Hello.
Hello. Oh.
Joe, have you found yourself a decent neighborhood?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. All right, where you at, buddy?
I'm at an upscale neighborhood, a two-car garage is spread out. And I've got several houses in the radius that have decorations and all that good stuff.
You gonna stick with Milord and Milady this time?
Sure, whatever you say.
That's right. We like it with a little bit of attitude. Joe is
guess he's knocking on the door now.
No, that was my cooler.
What are you doing now?
I'm walking up to the door. These are big houses with long driveways yours.
Funny, I wouldn't know that.
We actually were hearing the sound of Joe walking up the driveway, dragging his cooler that's attached with a piece of rope, right? You're dragging it with a piece of rope. Okay. And you're dressed as a tiger.
Hold on. Here we go.
And you're trick-or-treating for beer.
It's going to be scary.
Now, this is your one chance for greatness on the show every year.
I think he's at the door.
I'm at the door. I've rung the doorbell.
I was right.
It's got many pumpkins and webbing all over the place.
The doorbell has many pumpkins?
Yes, it does.
Joe, you think anyone's there?
Maybe not.
He said, I've rung the doorbell. It's got many pumpkins. I'm just trying to translate Joe. Let me get my Joe dictionary out.
Can't be too picky.
I'd say go to the next house.
I'm moving on already.
Oh, very good. And they're big houses, huh? So there's a little more distance between them?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Can we hear you dragging the cooler? Yeah.
You hear
That's ferocious.
All right, I'm crossing the street.
Very good.
He's got four beers thus far.
And, that doesn't count as a failure when there's nobody at home.
Right. This house might work because there's a car in the driveway.
Ah, there you go. That's that God-given ability. Get thyself to the nearest police academy.
It was either us or the CIA.
Here we go.
They're looking for people with powers of observation.
Here we go. Are you at the door yet?
Yes, I just knocked on it.
Are you a little winded in that suit?
Yeah, it's a hot suit, man.
Is your makeup beginning to run?
Oh, here we go. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. My name is Joe. Trick or treat for beer?
M'lady!
My lord, have you any beer?
No, I don't have any.
How about some wine? Yeah. Wine cooler?
What did he say?
How about some cheese? Pharmaceuticals?
Joe, say anything. Will you give me anything?
What? Your chair.
I'm a tiger.
You got to explain.
I'm trick or treating for beer. You see, I have a cooler, and people give me beer. Have you any beer? No beer?
Ask him for anything, Joe.
Not even one?
Do you have anything?
Just one?
Give him
bottled water?
A cookie.
I had candy in that car over there.
Luncheon meats.
Tell him you want something from his refrigerator, please.
How about something from your refrigerator, like ketchup?
Please?
Or mustard?
Please?
Huh?
Say please? And trick or treat.
Okay, he's closed the door.
He said he's coming back?
Maybe.
So he's closed the door. You don't know if he's coming back with something or not.
I don't know, but when I said the refrigerator and the mustard and ketchup, he seemed to nod and was resigned to giving me something.
A knowing smile.
I'm getting sleepy.
Joe is like verbal MSG, isn't he?
I swear to God, I feel like I've just...
Oh, that's great. Thank you, happy Halloween to the Don and Mike Show.
What'd you get?
I got a quart of orange juice.
A quart of orange juice. All right. Nice. That's another win.
Very nice.
I like it. Now I'm waking up again. I'm waking up. It's just like eating a full turkey dinner, isn't it?
Make your way to the next house, Joe.
I am. I'm going diagonal across the street again to the next house with decorations.
And the temperature is over 70 now, right? So it's warm for Halloween.
It's finally cooling off, but was shining, when the sun was shining, my makeup was melting.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to the United States Congress for allowing us this extra daylight.
So it's four cans of beer and one quart of orange juice.
Or maybe, is it a quart? It's one of those big cartons, like a milk carton.
Do you see anybody else in the neighborhood at all right now?
Yeah, there's people walking their dogs and jogging and stuff.
Joe, can you fit your hand almost all the way around it? Because that might be a quart.
It's, no, you can't fit your hand. It's a box, one of those square boxes.
So it would be a half gallon, perhaps.
Half gallon.
You got a half gallon of orange juice.
That's good.
Here we go.
For some reason, we're impressed, like two trained seals.
We're just pleased with any success.
Well, that's because, really, it's quite a miracle.
Are you at a door, Joe?
Yeah, I rung the doorbell and knocked on it. Uh-huh. There's a car in the driveway, and there's a few decorations, not many, but... Uh-huh.
Sounds like he's getting a good workout.
Yes, I am.
So these are longer driveways and sidewalks now.
Oh, yeah, this is a large neighborhood.
Nice McMansions.
Oh, I see somebody moving around.
That's good. Ring the bell again, then.
Remember, be charming, make a friend.
Say trick-or-treat right away.
Hold on, here they come. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
My lady!
For beer, my lady. Have you any beer? How about some wine? Maybe? I'd be much obliged if you could indulge my cooler with some.
I don't know. But he's.
I like the way he's using the Elizabethan speak, though. That's uh-huh. working.
Yeah, oh. The Queen's English.
Yeah, it's very good, you know. Much I would oblige my cooler.
It's like when you
don't have any wine?
You say we, but you just really mean me.
Oh. The royal okay, well, thank you. And happy Halloween from the Don and Mike
Joe,
Show.
Joe,
are you giving up?
You didn't ask for something else.
Nothing from the refrigerator? Did you get a bad vibe?
But she gave me some candy and closed the door.
Oh, well, you got something. You got something.
No.
Don does not set. Not Halloween acceptable. Candy is not acceptable.
It's not beer.
That is a failure.
Thumbs down.
All right, now I understand. You're not satisfied with that, right, Don?
I'm calling the bullpen right now.
Uh-oh.
Give me the pushy Jew with the left-hander. The left-handed. Hey, Matt, what hand are you, left-handed or right-handed?
Righty.
Are you prepared to come into the game?
I'm all warmed up.
Okay, here's the deal. You don't even have to wear a costume. Just get in your car right now. We'll take a commercial break, go to some houses, and see if you can finagle your way into more beer than Joe's getting.
I like that.
Come on it.
Yep.
Now there it's a contest.
You sure you don't want to put him in some kind of outfit?
Look at him.
Give him a hat or something?
Look at him. He could just say hi.
I'm Matt the Pole.
Hi. I'm one of Jerry's kids.
Anything.
Really, that's all he's got to say.
Well, I know his mother won't be happy about that.
I'm not happy.
And Joe's probably not happy either.
Why would... No, well, Joe gets to continue, right?
Yes, but Joe has to pick his game up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get the feeling that if you put Matt the Pollock in front of someone's door...
Well, you're the father that spoils him. You have to talk to him. I yell at him all the time, and
he doesn't
respond to me. Joe!
Joe?
He has to get the tough love from Daddy. He has to get the tough love. You got to give it to him with both barrels.
I'm giving it to him right now. I'm sending out his retarded brother.
Is he listening right now, do you think? Or do you
probably
think he,
not.
Probably no. not.
Doesn't know.
Right. Why would he bring a radio to monitor what we're doing, Mike?
Exactly.
Right. He doesn't know.
Listens when he's in his car going from neighborhood to neighborhood.
He doesn't know he has the chance to be upstaged by his retarded brother.
He wouldn't be listening now, would he, Rob?
He has no way to, I'm sure.
Yeah.
you want to call him?
Sure.
All right.
Give him a heads up.
But you're giving him a chance, right? You're giving him a chance to...
Fair competition.
All right.
Now it is a competition.
Actually, I'd say Joe's at the advantage. Joe's got four beers already.
Four up.
Half a gallon of orange juice, and Joe's got a costume.
But Joe has been sluggish today. And when Joe is sluggish, he's really sluggish.
He should drink that orange juice.
Yeah, just get a little vitamin C buzz. Yeah.
Have energy surge through his body.
Wake him and feed him some orange juice. Betty answers British.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Very good. Yes, there
Thank
is.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Ha ha, ye of little faith.
What'd you get?
I got a Yingling Lager from that house.
Hey, way to go.
Five
from
beers.
What house?
She sent the... Thank you.
What house, Joe?
Is he doing it when we're not on the air?
Apparently. I believe
so.
The
Don and Mike Show on 106.7.
Again, I'm
Joe.
I'm going to put my money on the other guy right now.
What's that?
Five beers and an orange juice.
You listen all the time? And you want a prize? I don't have any T-shirts on me.
Give her some orange juice.
Joe, ask the lady if she'll put... Joe, when did you get to this lady's house?
I can do that. He's
not listening to you.
Or you.
Okay, well, thank you. I got to go.
Or anybody.
So he's doing it when we're not on the air, too.
Do it tomorrow, Friday.
He's not even listening to us.
Didn't I know where you are.
Are you getting
I don't have any T-shirts in the car.
Are you getting a power washing job?
My name is Joe.
He is not even listening to us.
Yeah.
Where's the phone?
Joe.
You can email us.
Joe!
At email at donandmikewebsite.com.
Okay.
And identify yourself as the lady who gave me the Yingling.
Okay.
And leave us an address.
Now nobody else will do that.
I think he's getting power washing jobs.
Thank you.
Joe? I think he was giving her a prize.
Joe Ardinger?
Yes.
Joe, what are you doing? How come you're not talking to us?
Because I'm talking to her.
Are you trick-or-treating while we're not on the air?
What?
Were you doing this?
What?
Were you trick-or-beering?
Hi, Joe.
Jesus. While we were not talking to you on the telephone.
What was I doing?
Were you doing your bit while you were not on the air?
No, that was the house I was at when you hung up on me that gave me the Snickers bar.
Oh, the same house that gave you the Snickers bar
later.
So
she opened the door. I thought you were done with that one.
I thought I was too, but you guys grew impatient and hung up on me, and they called me back to the house for the Yingling.
For the Yingling.
And you called back, right? I had to run all the way back up the street. I was already back at my car.
So go ahead, Fokker.
All right, Joe. I guess
you wanted to tell him what was up.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody's like rooting Don on right here.
Joe, I got to tell you, this just sucks ass this year. I've been urged by everyone as the only one on the show who truly likes you.
Not me. I haven't. I want him to stay. I want it to be only Joe.
I take it back. Everybody likes you, Joe.
That's true.
Everybody likes you as a person. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you,
this is the best one ever.
No, I got to. Your performance today is totally lacking, and I have made the decision to send in the pushy Jew right-hander.
That's fine.
That's right. Matt's coming in from the bullpen now. He's not going to have a costume. He's not going to have your thing on without wheels.
The cooler,
your cooler without wheels. But I bet you that he gets more beer than you do, Joe. How about that?
I have to use the cat box.
The cat box.
All right. Well, then go ahead, Joe. But know while you're doing that, that he's going to get the next shot in the next segment.
Joe, what is your total so far?
I've got five beers, a half gallon of orange juice, and a Snickers bar.
You know, we need to do to him what they did to that chick in Pulp Fiction, what John Travolta did to Uma Thurman. We got to give Joe
the syringe in the chest.
Adrenaline. Right.
We got to wake him up.
Adrenaline, yeah. Adrenaline right to the
It's a wake-up thing. It's a wake-up. It's a Red Bull thing.
You're Logie, Joe.
Well, you put on this goddamn outfit for an hour and a half out here.
I call that attitude.
Drink that orange juice.
There's attitude rearing his ugly head, and you know who's on the who's on the other line? Oh, opportunity's on the other line. God opens one door as he closes another, Joe.
Good day.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Joe, don't let God open this door and shut it in your face.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Y'all
want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
Come on, Joe.
Please. We'll talk to you soon, Joe.
I'm coming back. I have to use the cat box.
All right, he's coming back to the studio.
Take a break.
Okay.
Right, very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Never thought I'd say this.
I don't know where he is today. I mean, it's impossible to be slower than he is all the time.
It's his day to shine. And seriously, if he could be moving backwards, he would be moving backwards. And unlike previous years, he's gotten some beer.
And he's also got a great costume this year. Yeah. And he did the whole face painting. Maybe it was simply I should have known when I came in and I saw him practically asleep at his computer looking at porn.
You know, the problem might be the face paint I was looking at. It's made entirely of lead.
It's Chinese face paint.
It is, for Chinese faces.
Please, Joe. Make sure you get Matt the Pole lined up. Get him in a suburban area.
He's on his way already. He's all got right. The hotline number.
We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll get him on, and we'll see what happens.
See if he's able to describe what he's doing.
I got faith in the young fireballer who has the word ass tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, never forget the sacrifice he made for the show.
Buzz spit on him once.
That's true. That's right.
We threw a lobster in his kiddie pool.
We did.
A live lobster.
We threw dirt at him.
Yes, we did. We did terrible things
to
him.
We like him. Yeah.
And he's probably, unlike Joe, he's listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, he's hard.
He is.
He do love the attention.
He loves it. We'll see how he does.
Okay, so we'll play one against the other, and we'll see what happens. Oh, and don't forget, still to come, Rob Spiewak. Halloween.
I can't wait for that.
And also, Al Nippold and Victor Anus. Yeah.
Calling the Pumpkin Picasso.
It's about time, I.
Super.
Scared?
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
At least we're not like the Today Show. Okay. And at least we're not like every other idiot morning show that you've heard.
Right.
Doing the stupid things where you're dressing up and going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it's a disc jockey doing it, mm-hmm. whether it's the Today Show doing it, whether it's Regis and Kelly or Martha Stewart.
I determined that I hated Regis's show more than any other one I've ever seen. It was the worst this year. Hmm. It was their queen producer, Gelman, gone absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
There was a lot of hand-holding.
He loves dress-up. Gelman loves dress-up.
We should, we'll break, we'll come back, we'll talk to Matt the Pollock, and then we'll discuss all that is wrong with Halloween and television.
Okay. Amen.
And radio. I don't want to leave radio out of that.
Radio's
one.
Included, too.
Radio!
I don't want to leave that thing. Don't come on. Forget, come on down now. We got the best costume contest on the radio this morning. How you do? Hey, now look at that. It's a gigantic banana suit. Crazy.
A banana.
Crazy.
You are dressed as a banana.
Come on down and get yourself some hot coffee and a bagel, and maybe you will win the grand prize of Lane Bryant. Shopping spree for one of the new fat chicks that listens to Mix 107.
Well, it's nice to be sitting with you, Mr. President.
Bonanza.
Fantastic. That's a great outfit. Hey, and let's bring in our Redskins player. All righty, and a bag of McDonald's French fries.
But as bad as radio guys are, I really have to say, nobody's worse than TV. Mm-hmm. And this morning I called Rob. When we were talking about the Today Show, they did such really a high-class job of making those people look like the monsters.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Good makeup.
And I said to Rob, God forbid, what if 9/11 happens?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not the only one talking like that.
Because,
I mean, if there was a serious news
Rob,
story.
What time this morning I call you with that? Like 8 o'clock something. I said, yeah. I'm looking at Matt Lauer, who really, and the Herman Munster costume on him, had to take hours to put on. It mm-hmm. was really like Herman. It was not Frankenstein. It was Herman
incredible.
Munster.
It was incredible, wow. The work they did.
Meredith Vieira looked just like Lily Munster.
Right.
Al Roker was
Grandpa.
The late Al Lewis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was done. They had that chick, Natalie Morales. She looked like Eddie Munster.
Yeah, they did the full makeup on her.
Scary.
So I'm thinking, God forbid, what if something happens,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden,
yeah.
Matt Lauer has to, like, rip off half of his Herman Munster head.
But he's still got all the green makeup on.
Yeah, while he's looking at the screen going, well, you know, no one was ready for this eventuality today, being as we're all dressed in crazy outfits.
The Today Show, a division of NBC News.
Yeah, keep thinking that.
Here they are right now.
Video would live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And just ridiculous when they, over and over again, I mean, there is a line between news and entertainment that is so blurred now, mm-hmm. I really don't know what's what.
Yeah, it's very difficult to see, those people like that, and then tomorrow they're going to be telling us, how we're going to cure our colon cancer.
You know, not to say that they can't wear costumes on the Today Show.
Right.
But for 2 hours, I'm looking at them, I'm almost wishing...
Something.
Forgive me for saying this. Sure. I'm wishing that something bad happens in the world so that they have to come on and they have to say, oh, my God, we have awful news from Iraq. Here's Eddie Munster to tell us more.
Do you think that the audience is truly entertained by seeing them dress up?
They are for an initial moment.
for like a moment you see that, and then I'll go to Regis and Kelly to watch them. I was so I like that show. I enjoy the regular part of that show. I really, but to see that, you know, they did what 10 costume changes, and it's just, I know it's their thing that they do, and then 3D, it's just, oh my God.
It's the same problem that used to face the great Fred Travellina.
Oh really?
Right. He would do an act where he would put on like the Nicholson full makeup as the Joker, and right. He'd come out and it would be very impressive for a moment. But then he'd have to do 10 other impressions dressed as the Joker, and it loses.
It doesn't work.
You can't do Jim Nabors when you're doing the Joker.
And all of the outfits on Regis and Kelly were really poorly done and
horribly cheaply fast and trendy. And Regis cannot take a costume. Regis cannot tolerate a costume.
And I'll give them this: they had a good gimmick going. It was if you went to Walgreens or whatever, and you got these 3D glasses.
Right.
So they did the segments in 3D where they would like hold stuff towards the camera. Here's where they were idiots, because they didn't give anybody in the audience 3D glasses so they could look at the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So when Regis and Kelly wearing their bad Halloween costumes to begin with, and, you know, the pictures that screwy if you don't have 3D glasses, kind of red, kind of green, it would be them going, hey, look, ooh, it's a pencil. Ooh,
I'm going to hit a tennis ball at you.
And seriously,
the audience.
This is what you would hear from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
How can you do a live show where you want reaction from people
in
3D and not give them the 3D glasses to watch it in 3D?
And at this stage in time, putting a costume on Regis makes him look like the Crypt Keeper. You realize that you're dealing with a mid-70s man when you put those little outfits on him, because everything, you just see that set. Why do they make, why is it on High School Musical?
You know,
High School Musical, the lead in High School Musical? Come on.
I want to tell you something.
That's Gelman.
I had the same thought with Spiewak. I said, what do they think? I said, you know, I don't have kids that are that age anymore, but really, High School Musical. And Rob said, well, my son Robert, who was 4, was very excited. I said, well, that's the target audience for Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
A 4-year-old.
It's all their producer. It's Gelman, because he wanted to have a chance to walk down the street and hold hands with Regis.
They did do a segment where they dressed up their producer like Borat.
And they held hands.
And he did an awful Borat impression. But they
horrible.
He walked down the street with Regis, and literally they held hands for 2 minutes on screen as they walked down whatever 42nd Street, whatever it was, right?
And they bring that other fossil, Art Moore, out as Britney Spears so that he can do his uninspired, you know, gaily look at the camera, which it was funny. What 2 years ago, 10 years ago.
And again, the problem is no one gooses the audience.
Right.
They're doing a live show, and here's the gag: he's a 70-year-old guy who they bring out in drag.
Right.
Every year.
Every year they put him in drag.
So this year they put him in a bra and underpants like Britney Spears, and he comes out and he's lip syncing, and the audience. This is not funny, but the audience is doing this.
Audience unresponsive to anything they did. They were they turned themselves into was a curiosity.
He's lip syncing this 70-year-old guy wearing the bra and panties,
making a zero effort. Not that it would matter.
And I'm sorry that I watched so closely to nitpick like this, but the joke is you got a 70-year-old guy wearing a bra and panties.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the man gut. Let's see the man arms.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make him wear the faux skin leotard.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, no, that's Gelman.
Yeah.
That the safe, you know, fake skin that you wear that also, you know, lifts and separates.
So they've got the 70-year-old guy dressed like Britney Spears lip syncing, and he lip syncs the entire song.
Oh.
3.5 minutes, and the audience doesn't laugh.
No. I don't know. I was just, you know, we are loyal viewers of that show. We truly are. We are loyal viewers of that show. I was pissed, and I have no idea why I was pissed. It was so bad. It was so bad for a show that has the resources that they have right now that I finally got to the point where I turned it off.
They
I just couldn't stand watching it. They cheated us.
And another Gelman thing. Not only did they have 4 costume or whatever changes today, they showed all the costumes from years past.
Hold on.
The flashback.
Hold on. Again, you have to have specialized memory. They had all the costumes going back in the 5 years that Kelly Ripa's been on the show.
Oh, true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she loves it, too.
Well, history starts with her. There was not a show before her.
The two women on that show, Kelly and Gelman, both love the sure. whole dress-up. And I think because she's there now, they have gone wild with it. They absolutely, you know, she loves the dress-up.
License. Two theater fags.
License to dress.
Absolutely.
It was. I don't know why it made me so mad. It really did.
Well, I'm sorry that Mike and I are not dressed like giant bonanas
or
Fruit of the Loom guys. You know what I'm saying? Come on down and get yourself a bagel and a cup of Joe. Hey. Where someone looks like Little Debbie. Isn't that cute, sweetie? Come on down. Nothing better than a costume contest on the radio.
Hey, little lady, you dressed as a taco? Oh, my apologies. Keep moving, please. Yes, Lady G. Yeah. Oh, are you shaved? Thank you.
Your left-hander is standing by.
Oh, all right. We'll go to the bullpen with Matt the Pollock, and we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. What the bleep happened here? WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Freddie said to search the place from top to bottom. Wouldn't you know we'd be the ones to search the attic? Like this place looks like a storeroom for spiderwebs.
I gotta talk about an effing dog diet.
Filled with haunted spider webs and Case. Creepy old-looking chests.
Casey Kasem.
Wonder what's in them. Yo! Funny place to keep bats. Hope they've all, like, flown the coop. There's nothing in here but a bunch of old costumes. Hey, somebody around here must have been in showbiz. Mikey. Yeah?
Scooby.
Zoink! Very funny. But don't take it off. You look better with it on.
The Don and Mike Show.
I've helped it.
Idiots. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Yep. Let's get our Christ on. Let's...
Those fingers in...
No offense to JC, but I was looking for this one.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh?
Yeah?
That's hey, and you're playing a little chairman of the board.
Yeah.
All right. It's witchcraft.
In full disclosure, I should point out that there was a point in our lives when Mike and I did dress up on Halloween with our radio show. But I'd like to say we did it with more panache. Cause
did we?
Well, here's the thing.
I know you did because you had a kid.
You got chased.
You did because you went out with your kid. I mean, that was the
I always wore
point.
My Batman suit.
Oh, that's right.
I do remember one time, though.
What did I do?
We did dresses in drag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we went to... Well, when they'd book us at a Halloween party, when we had to, and then we judged one of them, and we were, like, accosted, and we vowed that we would never judge another contest again.
Here is Matt the Pollock right now, who's going to try to outdo Joe Ardinger on Trick or Beer.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, here he is, the fiery right-hander.
Now, I think we should all be made aware of the fact that when he was a semi-regular on this program a short time ago, we began to hate him as well.
Oh,
so
sure.
there's the little caveat for all of you, and we'll see how it goes. Because he doesn't have any costume on, right?
Yeah, Mike, I believe his looks are costume enough.
And his winning personality is...
I believe so.
His assertiveness is going to...
He could walk up and simply say, hello, I'm the halitosis man. And you would believe him.
Matt, have you given any thought to what you're going to say if anybody asks about your lack of costume?
Well, I'm sure I can improvise. I am a smart young Jewish lad.
All right.
Okay.
That's why I've gone with Koufax. Let's take out Ardinger and put in
right
Koufax.
Now.
Go ahead. Make it happen. Matt the Pollock.
Happy Halloween, m'lady. Matt the Pollock from the Donna Mike Show. I'm here to trick or beer. Do you have any alcohol you could possibly give me on this holiday? Nope. You didn't have it. You're not prepared at all. It is Halloween, after all.
The pushiness.
You haven't. You don't have any beer at all. What about any wine?
You're not going to give me wood? We just shared a glass then. I'm not contagious
at
all.
Oh, dear. There he goes.
You just want to ask for an item. Just an item.
A little too pushy.
Just an item there.
He's already gone overboard.
Any personal effects you could part with on this?
Personal effects.
Jewelry.
I think I see a nice little American flag. That is very festive. I am patriotic, after all.
Will you take that? Can you get that?
What's she saying there, Matt?
Survive you? She doesn't seem to be very giving on this holiday.
Oh, that's a shame. Piece of cheese from the refrigerator.
Matt, we're going to give you every opportunity we gave Joe. Ask her for something like aspirin or...
A pickle?
Yeah. Well, this patient's giving me a little bit of a headache. Do you think I could have a Tylenol or aspirin, perhaps? You don't have any aspirin? What about a NyQuil? You have nothing? Could I take the top of your jack-o'-lantern?
Ask her if she may have a bar of soap.
Could I have a bar of soap, perhaps? Used or unused, I'm cool with both. Okay, she's getting me a bar of soap.
A bar of soap. Hey, success.
Right. Now, Matt, I want to tell you, this is all the help you're going to get.
Right.
Next time you're on your own, you got to go through the list. And don't try to pick up the woman. And
I know. Sharing a glass of wine is going to get the cops called, boy. Do you understand that?
It's a bit forward.
Work on that.
She's getting you a bar of soap. She's probably getting her husband's handgun.
Good-looking woman, Matt.
Very much so.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Thank you so much, ma'am. Happy Halloween.
So what'd you get there, boy?
I got an Irish Spring bar of soap.
Oh, Irish Spring. Bring that back to the station. We can use that. I'd like to have that rather than the other soap.
All right, now go to the next house, and you're totally on your own. There's going to be no coaching. No signs from the bullpen.
Okay.
You're listening to Trick or Beer with our middle reliever.
Turn the doorbell here.
Matt is taking over for Joe.
And maybe it's trick or treat for beer, Matt.
All right. It's dead. I'm moving on to the next one.
Okay. It's dead. See, right away. And telling us what he's doing.
Mike, that's why we made this move to the bullpen.
Are you in a little townhouse community or are these single family homes?
These are single family homes. I see a few little kids starting to get dressed to trick or treat.
Okay.
Be a good place to start.
All right. Very good.
Anybody appear scared at you? Scared about you with the way you look? Matt?
Yes, what was that?
Are you ringing the bell now?
Yes, I'm ringing the bell.
All right, very good. Make sure you tell us what you were doing. Remember what the starter did.
Okay. Yeah, I walked up to the house. This is the second one. The last one had no answer. I knocked on the door. I rang it a couple times. Not getting much response.
Move on then, boy.
I'm off.
Move on.
All right.
I'm off with a bar of soap in his hand.
Move on. Now, I got a question. I just saw Joe without his suit on here in the studio.
Right.
Is Joe done for the day?
I have no idea. Let's find out.
Robbie?
Where is Joe?
He had to come back and disrobe because he was overheated and he had to go to the bathroom. I believe he's ready to go out if you want him back out.
Well, if this is a competition.
I think Joe's got to get back out.
Yeah, and there is kind of an original flavor to it when Joe does it. And,
right now, he's in the back room in his underwear.
Hi, Joe!
We'll get back out. Is Joe really back there?
On doorbell?
I believe so.
Oh, Matt's up to a house again. Hold on.
I don't see
him. Hello, happy Halloween, my lord.
Yes.
My name is Matt DePaul with the Don and Mike Show. Do you have I'm here to trick a beer. Do you have a beer for me?
No.
Don't have a beer? Oh, what about perhaps a little bit of wine?
No.
What about a mixed drink? Daniel's vodka, gin and tonic?
What an idiot.
What about a personal effect?
Personal effect.
Something very festive in light of the holiday. Candy is very overrated. It's not in the spirit of the holiday.
I swear to God, I'd buy a gun if he came to my door.
You have something. A golf ball. Do you have something perhaps more alcoholic?
No.
Now, if he gives you something, what did he give you?
What did he give you, Matt?
Thank you very much. Happy Halloween.
What did he give you?
He gave me a Nike Swoosh golf ball.
A Nike golf ball. You don't ask for more once you get something.
Right?
You're already outpacing Joe.
You definitely got, but he hasn't gotten any beer yet.
No, just a golf ball.
And Matt, it's trick or treat for beer. It's not trick or beer.
Trick or treat for beer. Okay, I'm coming up on another house right now. This seems to be a lovely family outside.
He's moving at a rapid
pace. Pause for a second, Matt.
Pause.
This in from the Joe front.
Is that P-A-W-S?
Yes, he's washed his face.
Oh, look at this. What does this mean?
Are you dropped out, Joe?
Huh?
Are you done this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to someone who wants to play. Let's go back to Matt.
Oh, happy Halloween, guys.
Twitter.
Halloween.
My name is Matt DePole from the Don and Mike Show. I'm doing Trick or Treat for beer. Do you guys have any beer you can share with me this Halloween?
No beer.
No beer for you. She is pregnant, as she pointed. What about you? Do you have any alcoholic beverages on the premises?
Nope.
Nothing?
Drink beer.
You don't drink beer? Do you have any other personal effects we could possibly part with on this Halloween?
I love personal effects.
What an idiot.
You've got chocolate.
You have chocolate?
No candy.
No candy.
You need any other gifts that you'd be giving away on Halloween other than edible?
Anything from the refrigerator.
How about a washcloth?
Noisemaker.
Noisemakers? I'll take a noisemaker.
A noisemaker. A noisemaker. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Somehow not getting the alcohol, but it sounds really like the people might not have the alcohol.
Could it be that he looks he's 15?
Turned into a scavenger hunt.
You got it there?
She's going inside to retrieve the item for me.
This is
going to
be great. The one thing Matt can really use is a noisemaker.
Well, see, now he can make that his costume.
Matt, you should know. You should know that Joe has officially thrown in the towel.
Has he? He's a quitter.
He's a quitter. You hear that?
We never got an explanation as to why Joe just came back. He was done.
No, Joe, you really should come in and state your case. Is what we want.
The tattoo.
Oh, that's one of them. And she's even giving me a tattoo.
Giving you a temporary tattoo?
Fake tat.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
So, let's hear your noisemaker.
Cool. Matt, how are you storing all of this stuff that you're getting?
I'm really just kind of overstuffing my pockets at the moment.
Very good.
I like that.
All right, Matt.
All right, next house. I'm coming up.
All right, make it happen. We got 1 minute here. We got to hit a break.
Let's see if he gets a beer.
Got to get a beer.
That's a nice knock.
I am highly entertained.
It's a can-do attitude, Mike. That's why he's got ass tattooed on his arm.
Hello, my lord. Happy Halloween. My name is Matt DePole with the Don and Mike Show. Happy Halloween. Doing trick or treat for beer.
I get it over the phone. I don't have to do it face to face. I'm ready to go.
Are you? Well, do you have perhaps an alcoholic beverage you can give me on Halloween and then be on my merry way?
Oh, Rockville police, they look out for that. Hey,
is that a senior citizen, Matt?
I think the guy said the police look out for this.
He said the police told him to look out for this.
Do you have anything that you could give me for Halloween? It is a very festive giving holiday as it is.
Yes.
What's that?
You're 10 minutes too late.
You gave away all your beer already.
I didn't.
You didn't? Well, I see an empty box of wine out front. Do you happen to have a glass of wine inside by any chance?
A glass of wine? No, you can't get a. You can't take a glass of wine
ask
with you.
Ask for a personal effect again.
You have fun.
Yes. Just claim to be
you could have caught my wife who was going up to
the grave. Do you happen to have a personal effect by any chance that you could contribute to the Dynamite Show? Nothing?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. What about like a can of soda or pop, if you will?
A canned food?
Is this a senior, Matt?
Yes, it is.
I can tell.
Maybe some denture grip?
One, that'd be wonderful.
That's all I'm going to keep.
It'll be much appreciated. Thank you very much, sir. He's now retreated back to the house to get me a glass of something.
He's getting you a glass of something?
It really is.
No idea what it's going to be in it, but I'm excited.
Do you think Joe is incredibly jealous right now?
I can't tell with Joe. I can't tell whether he cares or not. It's hard to tell today. We didn't get the recap. We didn't get the concluding speech from Joe.
Not yet.
There is an I in Artinger.
Yes.
Because I say there's no I in team. I know Joe's a team guy.
Of course he's a team guy.
If he can't get the bit done and someone younger with maybe a little more get up and go wants to get it done, I'm sure Joe is okay with that.
Well, maybe we could get Joe's thoughts on young Matt.
He put a lot of energy in his makeup.
Yeah, he did. He put a lot of effort into it, but he came back and immediately washed it off.
Meanwhile, here's the prodigy. Here's the future right here, the franchise. This fiery young right-hander from Potomac, Maryland.
Waiting on a senior citizen to get him a beverage at this point unknown.
I had my eye on this guy way back when he was at Benai Israel. I'm telling you, I watched this boy. Uh-huh. Bagel City. I said, this cat
right.
got something.
Oh, there's two of them.
Get out of here.
Happy Halloween.
What did you get, you idiot?
You got me two mini-sized cans of Coca-Cola.
Yeah. All right. I should point out, though, you know, with all this talk about the upstart,
that's true.
Mr. Artinger succeeded in getting beer.
No beer here.
Yeah, Joe did get 4 beers and a half gallon of orange
juice. We have not gotten any beer. Matt has not succeeded in getting beer.
All right, Matt, we'll check back with you.
All right.
All right, goodbye now. Joe, how you feeling back there?
I'm still winning.
That's why he can break.
All right, well, touche.
Any regrets, Mr. Ardinger?
No, but my wife wants me to get up and go back out there.
Your wife is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Your wife has the right attitude.
What are you enjoying for Halloween dinner, Joe?
A pretzel.
Get back out there. Do it for your wife, Joe.
All right. I'll do it.
All right.
Good man.
Very good. Grab the tiger by the tail. Now we're going to have a little competition.
Look
very,
out.
Very little.
No need to click off that page, though. No need to close that page on the Drudge Report. There you go.
You got the fish eyes.
Yeah. Excuse me, 2020. Hello. When we come back, hey, Al or Vic, which are you, which am I?
I'm Victor, I think.
Yeah, you are.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor
Anus.
Yeah, that's my name.
And it's time for us to talk to something to do with the pumpkin Picasso.
Have your skills gotten any better over the years?
It's kind of a Halloween thing. Plus, we got the two knuckleheads going against each other trying to get some beer.
Yeah, Matt the Pushy Pole and Joe Ardinger with the tiger outfit. Yeah. Happy Halloween, and we hope that All Hallows' Eve is a good one for you.
Come on by. Get yourself a bagel.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Got to point out, Matt the Pole, no beer yet. No beer.
There's like five Gwen Stefani's out there. Oh, crazy.
Oh, look at that. Aren't you adorable? That is just fantastic.
And if I see one more big penis walk through the door, I'm going to say enough.
This is crazy kooky stuff, isn't it? Hey, look at that. It's Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, and that guy that has the octopuses.
Hi, Borat.
Davy Jones and another Borat. You're our seventh Borat tonight. Get me an Uzi. Get me a semi-automatic weapon, please.
Okay, kids. Scared yet? We'll be right back. Alan Vick after the break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear.
Better get your costume. We gotta get going.
You have to dress up on Halloween so you can get candy.
Children of the night.
I'm a princess because princesses get the most candy.
What music they make.
Toilet paper, shaving cream, and eggs.
Oh, I don't want to be a monster. Monsters aren't made as scary like the ones hiding under my bed.
Go to sleep. I tell you, you're a ghost. Go on.
You like candy?
Yeah. I'm out of good and plenty. It says on the box that there's plenty, but it's never enough.
Do you babies want to know the bestest part of dressing up for Halloween?
Ghosts, spooks, skeletons, kid stuff.
Each precious pumpkin a picture of perfection.
There are no such things as ghosts.
For the rest of your life, you're the pumpkin man.
One of those losers who puts no effort into finding a costume. You know, when I was a kid, we called them Halloweenies.
Exactly. You know why? Because he's a monster.
So far, the only monsters I've seen are you two.
Happy Halloween.
They're here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't miss Young Frankenstein, personally directed by Mel Blazing Saddles Brooks, in black and white. No offense.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what I love about Halloween? It's the one night of the year chicks use to unleash their inner hobag.
I know it's going to be scary.
All right, as the spooktacular continues, we'll give Joe Ardinger one more shot in a moment to go out and see if he can get it done.
May I send a message out to a couple of my favorite trick-or-treaters?
Of course.
Catherine, right. Who is the Grim Reaper's wife this year. And what's that? Mrs. Reaper. And Elizabeth the Pirate. Girls, good luck, and get a good haul.
Yeah.
That's what it's all. And feel free to save some candy for Daddy. That's what I wanted to say.
Amen. Nice Thanksgiving. Halloween.
Halloween!
Sorry. Right. To all the little ones.
They all run together, don't they?
All the little ones.
Yes, sir. All
right, music. Hold on.
What is wrong with that tape?
Where's the music? Here we go. I love it when you talk about your kids.
Yeah, I think it's all warm and fuzzy, isn't it? I rent them every Halloween.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
And we were going to be talking to the Pumpkin Castle, but as it turns out, Pumpkin Castle's got a booked up.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, he's very busy on this very busy day, All Hallows Eve.
I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor Anus.
Don't forget the wee ones out there, the Caspers, the Spooks, the Ghosts, the Spectres, the Goblins.
Woo!
Don't forget, watch for the wee ones.
Yes, sirree, and make sure that there's adult supervision in every neighborhood you go into.
And of course, as always, as Ma Nipple says, don't bite on a razor blade, Johnny.
That's right. Anybody gives you any kind of produce, Mom and Dad, please inspect it first, so that you can check for any of those nasty little things that might be inside the
Johnny,
produce.
Johnny Nipple?
Last year, my boy Ned Nipple came home with an arugula. And in that arugula was
arugula? What the hell? I got to ask you, Al, what the hell is an arugula?
I guess an arugula.
Arugula? You mean the lettuce? Someone gave him a head of lettuce.
And inside that head of lettuce was a tiny little Chinese Death Star.
Nasty stuff out
like
there.
Like a ninja thingy.
You know, you really just can't overestimate the amount of depravity that exists out there. Even last year, the Anus twins were out there walking the neighborhood, and they came back with a freshly picked avocado. And you know what was in the avocado?
What?
A flipping blasting cap. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't even identify the darn thing until the construction worker in the neighborhood told me what it was.
Hi, everybody. This is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
I can't tell you how upset we were last year when our daughter, Nancy Nipple, came home. Little Nancy Nipple came home. Prophylactics full of chocolate pudding.
Oh, not nice at all. Who gives that type of thing away anyway?
That's what we said. We said, who did this? And she said, why, it's that man, Mr. Burbank.
Mr. Burbank always trying to be clever and always being highly inappropriate. And really, do I agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger that it's not a drug, it's a leaf? No, I don't. Mm. It's a narcotic, and it's a substance that's very dangerously addictive.
It's a gateway drug. I'll say that now. And I'll also say, I don't buy the argument about alcohol. I'll tell you why. I was around during Prohibition.
I remember.
And it's legal now. Mm-hmm. And as long as it's legal, I stand by your right to have some.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have one once in a while. Of course, moderation in all things, including moderation. Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about the smoky, toky, tobacco wacko.
Oh, that'll make people kill others. That's what it does. It's a dangerous substance. It truly is.
Bit o' honey. You know, there really is a bit o' honey in every single one.
Isn't a bit o' honey a fabulous candy? It's really one of my all-time favorites.
Lots of folks been calling and saying, when are you going to put Ma Nipple's special crustacean recipe on your website, nippleandanus.com?
Oh, you got me thinking candy, and now, of course, I have to give a plug to my favorite candy bar, and you know what it is there, Al.
What is it, Vic?
Charleston Chew! There's nothing quite as delicious as the Charleston Chew. I really enjoy a nice Charleston Chew. It's got the magic of chocolate and also the stretchy goodness of toffee.
It's the Two for the Road Show at 16 before the hour. How are you anyway? I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus, and happy All Hallows Eve to you and your youngsters.
Don't want anyone to be alarmed if you're driving your car thinking, I don't want you to get whiplash, turn around thinking, so who's at the front door? That was one of our wacky sound effect.
That's why on the Vic and Al Show, you're going to notice one thing that never, and I mean never, do we ever take the liberty of playing a police siren on this show, because if we play that, we know that you might mistake that for some sort of emergency vehicle. That is the strangest sound you're going to hear. We are not playing police sirens. We think that's highly inappropriate.
Don't forget to be tuning in tonight. Michael Todd Hughes will be coming on. I got to tell you, this is an adult portion of the show. Erotic pumpkin carving with Michael and his wife, MJ Hughes.
It's a fantastic program.
That's tonight right after us. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. I won't even be turning on the television tonight. I'll be just sitting there with my recliner with my feet up, listening to that fabulous show as I enjoy some of Aunt Alice Anus's fine cashew brittle. Delicious stuff. Really is. Wish I could bring it in for all you guys, but you know what happens when I bring it in? I don't have any left for me.
What?
I don't have any left for me.
Are you giving away the peanut peyote this year, Buzz?
Buzz, no, what are you doing this year? Not this year. No peanut peyote.
I tell you something. Your haunted house is truly haunted. I know that you can really find a goblin if you go in your door, if you know a little bit.
Ghosts and goblins abound.
Spooks and specters.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Halloween sex tips, trick and treat. A Los Angeles-based sexpert has tantalizing tips on how to get your lover trick and treated in bed this Halloween. I got to tell you something.
That sounds a little blue to me, Al.
Really a little out of our depth.
I tell you, it sounds like we might be going down a slippery slope. You know what I mean?
The pumpkin Picasso just petered out, so we're going to call this guy right now.
Okay, so it's Dr. Don Epkes is...
Dr.
Don is saying that costumes, candy, and a whole lot of canoodling.
Don't forget, keep the lights on high beam. Watch out for the youngsters tonight.
I guess this is a sexy mood for role-playing perversions. Wait a second here.
47 after the hour, I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. I'm not sure I say, I'm not going to put the Anus stamp of approval on this bit.
Happy All Hallows Eve.
You've reached the message system for Dr. Don Epkes. Your call is very important to me, so please, at the beep, leave your name and phone number along with your area code.
Robna, excuse me, I broke out for a moment. Rob, no need. Dr. Don? Oh, did he pick up?
Yeah. Hang on one second, Dr. Don.
I don't know about Halloween perversions. There's no need for that.
What, does he screen his calls?
I don't know, Don.
Is this Dr. Don?
Yes.
Hey, how are you, Doctor?
Happy Halloween.
Well, happy Halloween to you, too.
How are you anyway? It's 47 past the hour. Got to have the youngsters to the rec center by 6. You got 13 big ones to get there. Bing bong. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. We're talking with Dr. Don about Halloween. And I guess since you're a doctor, you can tell us all about the kind of injuries that you want to avoid on Halloween. Isn't that right, doctor?
I'm a different type of doctor. I was trained at UCLA as a sex therapist, so I can give you sexy tips about
Hold on a second. I want to tell you, here are the days that we discuss sex on our show. That would be never day and never day.
I think it's real important.
It goes on in the boudoir. I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
My wife, Nan Nipple, said to me many years ago, we are going to have intercourse only to populate the earth.
And, of course, isn't the way it should be, a consensual relationship between a man and a woman in the privacy of their own bedroom? And all you hear nowadays on every single magazine you pick up, your television shows, it's just sex, 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 and I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of it.
I read those glam mags, How to Give Her the Big O. Can I tell you something?
What?
I'm 68 years old, and I don't even know what the big O is.
Well, the main thing is to try to have some fun out there,
I want to cut her head off and put it in a plastic bag on the porch to scare the children.
Well, try to avoid doing that tonight. You'll upset the kiddies.
Well, the thing is, and I'm sure you can agree, Doctor, that on the show, Vic and Al, we've been working together for 48 years in this one market, and we will tell you that we do truly believe that sex is something that should not be publicized, should not be talked about outside of the bedroom with a locked door between a man and a woman. I think that's what works best in our society. And now what you've got is all this pollution of the mind, this Satanism.
How I say that this message...
Well, the problem is a lot of people don't really know what they are talking about sex. That's
absolutely.
Don't forget, God hates fags. That's what it says on the card. Rush Limbaugh can be heard tomorrow at 12 noon. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. We're talking about Halloween injuries with Dr. Don and what can happen if you make a few missteps. And I would imagine, Dr. Don, the first thing you'd want to do is equip every youngster going out and trick-or-treating with a fine flashlight with fresh batteries.
I think the main thing is that they have fun, that they basically not get hurt. And
what about the lead paint? What about the lead paint, Doc?
I was reading an article earlier today that now the goofy doofies, those fake teeth that the kids are putting in their mouths, are covered with the red Chinese lead paint that they're putting on everything.
Yeah, that was about the tooth. Yes, they've given them out as party favors, and now they find out they have lead. So you got to watch out for
that. How long have you been carving pumpkins?
I don't know the last time that I've carved a pumpkin.
I'd like to give you a theory, Dr. Don. I'm going to say this here, and this is a bit controversial, and I'm the only one that's saying it in the country, and I've gotten it. It's been, I must say, it's been very well received, that I do believe that there is lead contamination in all Chinese food as well. I really do believe if you're going out to get a, what?
Out there.
I can't hear you, doctor.
That's something that they're going to continue to look into very thoroughly. I think we have a lot of scary things coming out of China as far as the health concerns.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Hope you and the wee ones have a good one tonight. Don't forget, lots of bright lights, lots of adult supervision.
Yes, well, and also fun for the adults. They can find out more information at sexesteem.com from Dr. Don.
I don't think so.
As a medical practitioner, a doctor that sees patients should not be espousing that kind of thing.
Well, I was also trained at UCLA Medical Center as a sex therapist, so they...
Oh, my God.
Just tell me why.
Is for psychiatrists.
isn't UCLA somewhere near Berkeley?
Oh,
yes, you are. UCLA.
All right, debate over.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you enjoy yourself out in the wacko wonderland, okay?
You pervert deviant.
That's terrible stuff here, but we might as well. Do you have a phone number or a website you'd like to plug, Dr. Don?
Yes, that's sexesteem.com. I believe sex is important.
55 KRUD. God hates fags, and it's the Oliver North Show tonight at midnight.
Well, you're definitely having fun, whether you're having sex or not.
Ah, yes. Well, Dr. Don, we hope you tune into Ollie. He wouldn't tolerate any of those perversions, that's for sure.
Until next time, we want to thank you for your time. Time is promised to know when our current time is 8 minutes until the hour. I don't know about you. I've had the time of our lives. And gosh, the clock on the wall answers to no man. It's time for us to go. Until next time, I want to say it's been a good time talking to you. Thanksgiving right around the corner from Halloween time, which was today. Did you have a good time on the show? Yeah, you're super.
Thanks, Doctor. Happy Halloween.
You have a great time.
Bye-bye now.
Did you enjoy being on the Nipple and Anus Show?
Oh, he's gone.
He's long gone.
No, the line's open.
Are you there, doctor?
Yes, I still am. I'm in shock.
I believe Al...
who doesn't get into sex, you get quite into it.
Al Nipple was just asking, did you enjoy your time on the show?
Yes, I did. It was very quick, but it was fun.
God bless you.
And I'll tell you what, a private moment is a private aside. Hi, it's Al Nipple. I do enjoy sex. And I'll tell you something. I had sex with a Korean prostitute. And I got the shingles.
Shingles. Well, you're lucky you get something else, but at least you hopefully knew what you were doing.
I'll tell you something, though, my friend. WW2, yeah. Korean conflict, 4 tours of Nam.
Yeah, but 1 Korean prostitute, and now you can't even do a pull-up.
Oh, well, that's why sex is gone from my life, which is why I've decided
why we bothered with the war.
To be a freedom fighter right here on 55 KRUD. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. Red, white, and blues. The flag waves over our beautiful studios.
Don't forget God Hates Fags and Sean Hannity, 3 p.m. right here.
And listen, I might be the only one, but I really want to say this to everybody. God bless you, Ann Coulter. Keep saying those correct things. We truly appreciate it. We do.
And I'll tell you, people appreciate her legs is mainly what they're looking at.
Well, speaking of sex, I do think of her in that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. I truly do.
I imagine you have all sorts of fantasies.
Yes, she's a lovely lady. You know, I think she keeps herself beautifully physically fit. I've always fantasized about her.
She reminds me of...
I hope that she visits sexesteem.com so she can get some further pointers.
She reminds me of Barbaro.
Yeah.
And you can go to ilovechocolate.com to find out more. What's that website there, Buzz?
It's not chocolate.
It's just chocolate?
As long as you're talking about
websites. It's not chocolate.
It's just
Let's
chocolate.
Let's roll the
just
official chocolate. Website of yes. the Two for the Road show.
Yeah, fabulous website, hopefully featuring Ann Coulter.
We'll have a link on our website to your website. Until then, the time on the wall says we got to go. Get the heck out of here. T-I-M-E.
Right. You have fun out there.
And remember, can't spell time without M-E. There is no I in team, but there is an M-E in team.
Safe home, Robert Goulet.
Have a great day out there and lots of fun discovering what you can about sex.
Right, you crazy perv.
All right, thanks, Doc. We got to run.
See you later. Bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
There he goes. Oh, that was a scary segment.
Well, we're gone. We'll be back again next year, everybody. I'm Al Nibble.
And I'm Victor Anus. Thanks a lot for all your time.
5 before the hour. Bing bong. Good guy time. Don't forget tonight, the female side. As we break out of this mode, vaginitis.
Ooh.
And what it means to you, the Lisa Bateman Show.
Hope you enjoy yourself. Not a bad show over between two guys who have four knee replacements.
And one liver.
Well, three quarters.
Lisa Page. Oh, my God.
Alan Victor.
Vaginitis.
Super duper. The Greek god of yeast.
It's a problem down there. Uh-huh. Of which we do not speak.
Of course not. We don't get into that type of thing.
That's where babies come out.
Actually, you won't hear anything, any details about any ladies' complaints on this show.
Hey, who doesn't love a good Jewish Polack who's pushy and trying to become the number one guy on the show? Hold on. Who likes the guy who already has the job?
That's right. The unmotivated slacker that's over 40 years old and answering phones for this program.
He came back in, put his tiger suit on because his wife said he was doing a crappy job.
Let me say from the highest mountaintop, way to go, Tracy, baby.
TB.
When we come back, we'll go outside one more time.
Thanks so much,
Joe.
And until then, enjoy a bowl of my five-alarm chili.
And thanks for listening to the Spooktacular 07. Stand by for Charlie Warren.
Charlie Warren, yes, and you're the critic. Enjoy yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
And now here's Hillary Howard.
No.
Howard Hillary.
Good night.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Here's the Don and Mike Show.
There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
All right, would you please get Joe on the telephone?
Is he calling us?
Wow.
KFRC. That's what I say when there's just time to fill before the guy starts singing.
It's a good one.
It's an oldie but goodie. When is that? What year is that?
Are we playing the game now? I guess 76.
Really that young?
Devil Woman.
I thought it was
Richard.
Older. It sounds older.
I think
great
so.
Halloween.
We've only had the guy on the phone 8,000 times today.
I know.
Redial.
I thought I saw the hotline ringing earlier. I thought he was standing
by. He works here.
Sorry, we have plenty of time left of the show.
Forget it. He's halfway home.
Robbie?
It's ringing.
This is... Are we calling the Tiger?
Joe. Yes, Joe.
Joe
on line
11.
Oh, the hotline's ringing.
Joe on line 11. Joe?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, Joe.
Here we go. Now, as we stated before, Joe has started Trick or Beer. He's got a huge lead. He's got four beers and a half a gallon of orange juice.
Where are you?
I have five beers.
Five beers and a half gallon of orange juice. Where are you? What are you going to do? How's the neighborhood?
Neighborhood is jumping. It's they got lights on and stuff. It's a mid-class neighborhood this time, I'd say. Very Beaver Cruiser looking.
All right, a mid-class neighborhood, according to Joe.
I would imagine lots of people home now.
Yeah, there's...
What happened to his phone?
I was less than thrilled with Joe's performance earlier, so we went to the bullpen and sent out Matt the Polack.
He's on line 12.
All right. Let's give Joe a shot here. Last shot of Trick or Beer.
Is this a sudden death right here?
Yeah, this is it. Comes right down to it. Are you ready, Joe?
First one to get a beer.
Yep, I'm coming up to a house right now.
Actually, it'll be a tie if they both get a beer.
Now, the sound behind Joe is him pulling his cooler.
Right.
It's a cooler. He's tied a piece of rope to it.
Now, he took all his orange makeup off, but he redrew his whiskers.
Coming up to a house that has lots of decorations.
Because his wife didn't want him to give up.
Very good. And you're going to knock on that door?
Yep. Here we go.
Good.
She hasn't given up on that marriage.
All right. Standing by.
Just a rhetorical question.
Of course.
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. My name is Joe, and I'm trick-or-treating for beer. Do you have any beer?
No, Rafia. We don't drink.
Oh, you don't?
No, we're a little bit underage.
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat for beer?
Don't have any.
You don't have any?
I got little kids.
Okay.
Well, I've had little kids, too.
Tight ass is that. That's not Joe's fault.
I had a distributorship in my house.
Gee, what a surprise. Right after she said that, she closed the door in my face.
She didn't sound very friendly.
Not too money.
No. All right, well, then how do we have to go over to Matt, see how he does?
He's going to Matt the Pollock.
The way this goes, if Matt gets himself a beer, he will be the winner.
He gets to do this bit if there is a next year. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
All right, Matt. Where are you at, my friend?
All right, I've made my way to another neighborhood. It looks very nice. I found a nice house full of decorations, a bunch of lights on.
All right.
See if I can get myself a nice, tasty beer.
Okay, right. Make your way up there. We're waiting.
Come on, kids.
Time. All right. Coming up to the door right now.
He's of the essence.
Boy, they love talking about decorations.
They do.
They?
Yes, absolutely.
So they're trying their best to tell us what's happening.
That's like right. The forceful knock.
Bam, bam, bam.
Somebody's coming.
The police knock that Matt gives the door.
Well, he's heard it.
He Halloween.
He heard it back in high school.
Hey, Halloween, my lord.
With the weed.
At the Paul with the Don and Mike Show, doing a little trick-or-treating for beer. Do you have a beer for me?
Sorry, I just finished this down.
You have a beer?
Please.
Beer? For Halloween.
Please.
In America, we get beer on Halloween.
No beer. No beer.
You don't have beer?
No.
Do you have any alcohol at all? Any rum? Any vodka?
No alcohol.
I
don't drink alcohol.
Oh,
okay.
So, do you have anything?
Don't drink alcohol. I think you better get out of that neighborhood.
Hold on a second.
Matt found himself an out of towner.
Right.
Let's go back. Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. You got yourself a house?
Yes, I do.
Joe, I love you. I'm rooting for you. Kick his ass.
Yeah, me too, Joe.
Get the beer here, Joe.
All right, I'm going up right now to this house. I have to actually use the walk because they've got stuff all over the yard.
Like decorations?
Yeah, they got like a whole cemetery.
No
Very
kidding.
Nice. That's usually a good sign.
Here we go.
It's all not right. A real cemetery, is it?
Here we go.
Come on, Joe.
All right, going up to the door.
Do it for your wife.
And ringing the doorbell. And ringing the doorbell.
Look like anybody's home?
Oh. Happy Halloween. My name is Joe from the Don and Mike Show, and I'm trick-or-treating for beer. Have you got any beer?
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I might have won.
Oh, that'd be great.
This could be the victory. This is Joe getting the big win.
She's closed the door. She says she might have one.
Very good. Would be his sixth beer.
Also, and sounds like he's about to get to second base.
Joe, if you could take a compliment, if you had had this can-do attitude at about 4:40 today, we wouldn't have gone to the bullpen.
That's right.
Hold on.
Red Stripe.
Oh, thank you so much.
Red Stripe.
Happy Halloween from the Don
Red Stripe
Mike
is
Show.
Good.
That's
Red
a wick. Stripe. That's yeah. a victory. That's a wick to weave for Joe.
You're the winner.
You're the big winner, Joe. You were the first one to get a beer.
Congratulations. You get to keep your low-paying job.
Yeah.
I'm the first out?
Yes, you are.
He's still engaged in conversation with the lady.
Thank you, and have a happy Halloween.
That's a good sport. Now,
all
that's
right, Joe.
The spirit. That's a perfect one. Now, that is the way it's done.
Way to go, Joe.
Judging from the way that lady's laughing, I know why there was only one beer left.
Well, Joe, you made your wife proud, and you beat the punk kid.
Yes, of course.
Good job, Joe Artinger.
That's what he does.
All right, Judson. See you soon.
See you soon.
And now here's the best part of it. Do we get to tell Matt that he was a failure?
Well, yes, we do.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, loser.
Hello.
Well, you failed once again.
Although, you know what? The kid's got a can-do spirit, Mike.
Yeah, but he failed.
I've let my people down once again.
I bet. Could you go to one more house?
Yeah, Matt? Let's see. Can we call it a tie if he gets one more?
Oh, beer? Joe's still the winner. It's Joe's bit.
Okay.
It's just Joe was not showing the proper enthusiasm.
You have so much love for everyone. It's tough to keep track.
What you should do is give Matt something he's more comfortable with. Not have him knock and say, hey, would you like to buy a beer?
That's true. But he doesn't have anything. Matt, he doesn't have anything to offer.
That's all right. You don't need it to sell it.
Matt, where are you now?
I'm still in the neighborhood if you'd like to give it another shot.
Yes, one more
shot.
That's
what he just said. Mr. Geronimo just said he wanted to do that.
One more house, please.
You were grinning. You weren't paying attention.
One more shot.
Could be his first beer.
All right, I found another home.
All right. Very good.
Can you describe the home?
Are there decorations?
Hopefully the next home will not be a safe house like the one you just came from. An Al-Qaeda safe house.
I do not drink. I don't drink.
Infidel!
Just waiting for Jack Bauer to kick the door down.
You infidel. Do not, would you like to see what our cache of weapons are?
My name is Mr. John Smith. I do not drink.
Come down into the laboratory. We'll show you the bomb-making table.
Jake, here.
Happy Halloween. I'm Matt DePaul with the Don and Mike Show. Doing a little trick-or-treating for beer. Do you happen to have a beer for me?
You don't
have a beer?
Yeah, I might have one on the top shelf.
Oh, this could be wonderful.
On the top shelf.
That would be amazing. All right, I'll hold on right here.
This is, see his little extra? That would be amazing. That's the extra that works. That's going to get that beer.
Salesmanship.
Yeah, you didn't. I was helping you. You didn't need to help me, smart ass.
He's not wearing a costume.
Right, he's not.
He's just out there dressed as old, ugly Matt.
So for you? Well, I'm very innocent.
You sure?
I'm positive. Okay. She's letting me inside. She's not tall enough to reach the beer herself.
Oh my God, the woman has let him in.
My.
Are you saying the woman? Are you saying, Matt, the woman is even shorter than you?
Wow.
That's wonderful.
I'm not happy.
Wow, this is incredible.
So
Don,
much.
You were going to say he's doing it on pure
Bless
personality.
Your
Bless your heart.
Uh-huh, oh, see? My God. Listen to him.
We have to have him visit more often.
He's doing this without a suit, without a costume, without a uniform. For all this lady knows, you're the Boston goddamn strangler, and she just let you into her house.
I'd sure like to have him along for the absinthe show.
So what'd you get there, boy?
Got myself a Budweiser.
A Budweiser!
Beer. He did it.
Success all the way around.
King of beers. I think so. Win goes to Joe.
Yes, absolutely.
But we'll give Matt the save. If you're keeping score at home, that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Ardinger gets the win.
Right.
And Matt the Pollock gets a save, and the lose goes to our listeners.
Yes, amen. Fantastic.
Again.
Good job to both of them.
Bye, dummy.
Bye.
Bye, dummy.
Bye-bye.
So long, dummy.
Let's get our Christ on.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Well, I don't know why Christ keeps getting involved in the Let's Get Scary.
I have no idea.
Buzz?
Yes.
My God, we still have some show left.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Well, let's get to it. What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who he?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not kidding you this time.
They're here.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Find out.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Halloween night is here. And now here's Guy J. Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Married with Children, Richard Curtis is a state lawmaker from the southwestern part of Washington State with a completely anti-gay voting record. You know where this is going, don't you?
Oh,
right,
yeah.
He's a poll smoker.
Last weekend, Richard Curtis was in Spokane for a legislative retreat. He went to a place called the Hollywood Erotic Boutique, where employees say he went into a restroom and came out wearing sequined lingerie and long red stockings.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
And it's a great place, though.
That boutique is where 26-year-old Cody Castagna says he met Mr. Curtis.
Cody Castagna.
He said they went back to Curtis's room at the Davenport Tower Hotel and got it on. All the other lawmakers at the retreat, by the way, were staying at a different hotel.
Two chimps on a Davenport.
Do you think that now all of these guys that scream about this, mm-hmm. all of these politicians, that they're all closet queens?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
You know, it falls into that category, he doth protest too much.
Exactly.
It really does.
State Representative Curtis, he's got his side of the story. He says he got into this mess by trying to help someone else. He says he's not gay, so someone must have slipped him some kind of drug.
God, trying to help somebody else. Why? You're going to put the stockings on and the sequins?
He was drugged, Mike.
Yeah.
He says young Cody tried to blackmail him for $1,000. Now, Cody says other way around, that Curtis offered him money to do things he didn't want to do.
Well, hold on. How are you helping someone? Let me see if I can get that butt plug out for you. Let me see if I can pull on the string and pull the animal out of your butt.
No one's been arrested, but police are going over
Just
the hotel.
Company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
Different Curtis.
The Beaver.
No one's been arrested, but police are going over the hotel security videos to see whose story holds up and whose doesn't.
My money's on, what's his name?
Cody
Castagna.
Castagna. By the way, a recent month-long crackdown on public sex at a rest stop men's room in Westchester County, New York, turned up a Catholic priest, a registered sex offender, and the president of a Rotary Club, but no politicians.
All I think of when you say that is Something About Mary, when they're all on the side of the road and the police stop them, you know? Yeah, baked in a pie. You're effing fired.
So a priest, a Rotary president, and a sex offender walk into this restroom. The Miller Brewing Company this week apologized for a poster it made for a San Francisco street fair. The poster depicted gay guys in leather gathered around a table, Last Supper style. There have been scores of takeoffs on the Last Supper painting over the century, but we're talking about gay men, so the Catholic League objected and launched a boycott against Miller Beer. The fact that men were walking around the street fair dressed as nuns didn't help.
They sent that guy in with the Miller, you know?
We're going to shut this place down. That's right. You can't charge $20 for a cover charge.
See, there's two separate Miller campaigns. There's that one, and then there's the annoying one with the guy from Scrubs who pretends to be the commissioner of a... That's from Miller Lite, I think.
The guy from Scrubs. Have you always been annoyed at that actor?
You know, no.
He was very, you know, he played an annoying guy in Wall Street, and I thought it was typecast.
I have to tell you that there are moments that I think he's okay.
Yeah.
Then there are other moments when I just want to smash the TV with that guy.
Overall, what's your opinion of Scrubs, though?
I am not a Scrubs fan, never have been. Highly overrated.
I never watch it.
Mrs. Spiewak likes it.
Oh, okay.
I leave the room.
Very good.
Monday, Miller Beer apologized to all offended parties, including the Catholic League, and asked for forgiveness.
We apologize if you've been offended.
And Miller,
I'll take my sign down.
And Miller promised it would never do anything like this again.
$20 cover charge.
The Catholic League is refusing to accept the apology and refusing to end its boycott. Because, after all, isn't that what Jesus would do?
And don't you think that they should, the Catholic League, should reconsider the word boycott?
Mm-hmm. You might want to think
of
something
else. Think you spread that up, two syllables.
Yep.
Boycott.
Caught.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the trouble started.
Yeah, you just F-bed. Know what I'm saying?
Right. Maybe the Catholic League could start playing games in Europe. You know,
the Catholic League.
Spreading out.
I always like the Catholic League. You're only human.
The Catholic League.
They're commissioners in Rome. You heard it mentioned that Americans have grown weary of the war. The president even referred to it as war fatigue. And yet, Americans still want to bomb the dickens out of Iran. A new Zogby poll shows a majority of Americans in favor of a U.S. strike against Iran's nuclear facilities.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
What about the Raspberry poll that you had the other day that showed Stephen Colbert was going to be the king of the world?
Well, we're not citing them today. Today we're citing the Zogby poll.
That sounds like one of those hinky polls, though, because they're bombing if they have nuclear facilities where they're building a bomb, right? I bet that's how they phrased the question.
I'll look into the phrasing. I don't think it said if.
I think you're conjuring again.
Okay.
I think you're playing tricks.
Well, Mike, I've got to be honest. If they called me, I would be one of the people if they said, do you think we should bomb Iraq?
Iran.
Iran.
Well, either one.
Either one.
Let's say both.
North and South Dakota.
The survey shows.
John, I've worked with you for over 20 years. You have always wanted to bomb everyone.
Not
bomb our own cities.
No. Not the contiguous United States.
Yeah, but you have wanted to bomb. You have wanted to bomb. I'm going to list them right here. Uh-huh. These are the known countries I know you have said it would be okay to bomb. England, Germany, France, Italy, Greece. All the countries in the Middle East and China and Japan.
And you said any country that starts with I except for Iceland.
But right. I think you eventually reversed that after we went to Iceland.
No, I didn't.
You said bomb the Blue Lagoon.
I am an Icelandic cowboy.
I only had a good time there because of the company.
No, this survey straight up.
You could take your ice hotel and put an A16 in there. Boom, 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 boom. Eat my Luger. Dot, dot, dot.
Bomb them all.
The survey shows that Americans...
But on countries that start with the letter I,
right?
There's plenty of bad eyes you get to before you get to Iceland.
That's true.
Yeah, but there's one great I country that you're not going to bomb.
As long as you're working with me, pal.
I am going to bomb Ireland.
Oh, my God, why?
And then I'm going to give it back to the Irish.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Touché. I'm with you on that one.
Nice going, Paul.
The survey shows Americans took heed of the president's recent warning about World War III. It's good to know scary talk can still make people do what you want them to do.
Jesus.
Let's get our Christ on.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Buzzer. Huh? My fault. You said scared.
Yes, exactly.
Scared button.
Well, it's Halloween.
The scared button is right next to the Jesus button.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Jesus made you hippie.
Coincidence? 52% of us favor an attack on Iran, and 53% of us think President Bush will launch one before he leaves office. Less than a third of us think we should not bomb Iran. 20% of us just don't know what to do. The good news for some is that Major League Baseball has banned steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs, and that it conducts random tests to make sure its players are clean. The bad news, the players get time to study for those tests. The tests may be random, but they are certainly no surprise. Team officials are being alerted at least a day, sometimes more, before a test goes down. That's because the drug testing company has to call the ballpark ahead of time to arrange for parking and other passes. Management sets aside locker room space for the testing in at that point, and then the players know. That gives the players time to clean out their systems, mask whatever they're taking with something else, or to simply stop using the short-acting drugs they're taking. Steroids from patches and creams wash out of the body in a couple of hours.
Drink more water, Manny.
I saw on Hard Knocks, that HBO show, there was some guy they pulled in, a veteran, mm-hmm. Eddie Kinnison maybe, the guy played for the Bears. Right. They pulled him in. The last episode of Hard Knocks is just going to make the team or not.
I didn't see that one.
Last-minute edition. He signed his contract. He put on his uniform, and then they said, oh, yeah, hold on. We got to piss test you.
And did he pass?
And he had to drink 8 bottles of water while wearing his uniform, walking around. And then they actually showed him walking up to the urinal. Mm-hmm. They didn't show him whipping it out, but they showed him taking a leak, and they watched him take a leak.
Wow.
Because remember the guy in Minnesota was walking around with a Wizenator.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So, and he passed with flying colors?
Yeah, and he passed. I found it amazing that you sign a guy up, mm-hmm. say, okay, go catch a pass. Oh, first, fill her up.
Yeah, it's strict. It's very strict.
That's why Tom Sizemore was cut from the team.
NFL players don't get tipped off in advance because each NFL team has its own dedicated drug testing room that's always there.
Rumor says, Buzz,
yes?
They always know when the test is coming.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money involved.
Well, in the case of baseball, it's because they see them setting up the room. That's how they know. When we come back, why kids shouldn't play with matches.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
All right, stand by, Kirby.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know it's going to be scary.
Play this for my main man.
George Michael.
He loves it.
He does. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, and to you. A young boy has confessed to starting one of the wildfires in Los Angeles County, California. He was playing with matches at the time. Nearly 39,000 acres burned in that fire. Prosecutors still trying to decide whether to file criminal charges in that case.
Yes, please. Please do. Please do. A kid, how old was he?
We don't have his age yet because he's too young to reveal his identity.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I'm curious. When I heard this story, they said he was a preteen.
Uh-huh.
And so you think of a kid as, you know,
oh boy.
9, 10, 11, 12, right. Or maybe even younger than that. And, you know, you wonder, is this just the kid coming out and saying, I did it? Or because really, I mean, a lot of things start wildfires. I'd love to get more information on this before we crucify the kid.
Didn't they say from day one, at least with some of these fires, that they were sure that they were said by arsonists?
Yeah, and I'd like to know also, you know, the other question I had was, is it arson or did the kid just screw up? And,
right.
You know, was he playing with fire and he accidentally started this thing? You haven't heard.
We
I guess they're
know.
Protecting the kid because he's so young.
It's a juvenile case, so it's sealed. Oh, that information not available to us.
I heard he was not a preteen. He was about 46 and he was in a tiger costume.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he's safely back in the studio.
Speaking of Orange, in Orange County, they're still.
I'd say beat his ass. Seriously. Beat that kid's ass red. Uh-huh. I'm serious.
Yeah, you shouldn't
Jesus
play with
Christ,
matches.
You little bastard.
See what happens.
It's not like you ever set any wildfires when you were little.
Oh, he's got you there. Oh, my God, he's got you there. What if that had happened in California, boy?
You'd
be singing a different tune, boy.
At a
chance my father would be living in California.
I would say that there's a pretty good chance the kid's probably already been smacked around a little bit.
I want to smack him more, boys. Now, smack him more.
In Orange County, there's
still... What about LT? What about the Chargers? What about what they went through, boy?
Uh-huh. What about North Turner?
But they still won their game, boy. Can you bring that thing up with me? My brother was the trigger man that.
Oh, he'd disagree with that.
Well, he doesn't remember us touching our penises either. But we did that when we were young boys. We did.
He's in a complete state of denial.
My poor brother.
In Orange County, they're still looking for the guy in the white Ford F-150 who's believed to have started a fire that burned nearly 29,000 acres there. The reward for his arrest and conviction, nearly $300,000.
I'd like the citizens to get him before the law does.
Very seriously. When my brother set that fire in the backyard fields by where we lived, and then it did, a field went up and the fire department had to come out. I'm serious. You want to talk about beating our ass? I'm not talking about having an unhappy childhood or the odds stacked against me.
Did you get caught?
Oh, we got caught, and my dad beat our asses with the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
You haven't set a fire since, have you?
Let's move on.
All right. Finally, Anthony Marino. Anthony Marino works as a lab tech at Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey, but he lives in Manhattan where the action is. Anthony, who played semi-pro football for a while, 24 years old, naturally means he has a MySpace page where he lists his hobby as going out to the hottest clubs in New York. Yes, young Anthony probably has no trouble with the ladies. He certainly got no trouble from the corpse of a 92-year-old woman he hooked up with while on duty at the hospital Sunday morning.
Oh, hey, now.
God.
Who else is turned on?
Oh, my God. What a Halloween story.
All Anthony had to do was ask the security guard to let him into the refrigerated room where the body was stored.
Baby.
Ooh, that's cold. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. I see fish.
Anthony's looking at a $100,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison. After the psychiatric exam.
Make it 11.
Happy Halloween.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Got me with that one.
Buzz, could you print out a copy of that story?
Sure can. I'll read it slowly on our way home.
Take it home with you.
Yeah.
Jesus.
In between all the little pirates and belly dances showing up at my front door.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's it. We're out of here. We'll see everybody. Be safe tonight. Good day to you, sir.
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 Let me just say, Peter North.
I could have understood that if it had just been a younger corpse.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Shut up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.